Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we're welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from the city of Verona in Italy on this very day, the 20th day of February in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. We must start by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening and good night to some of you, especially those of you in the far eastern part of the world, those brave Biafrans, those patriotic Biafrans, those dedicated Biafrans in Malaysia, in Thailand, and also in China. We recognize your work, we recognize what you've been doing for your country, and we are all grateful to you for the work you continue to do, for the restoration work which we have embarked upon. Wherever you are on this planet, once again, we welcome you. We ask you please to go to www.radiobiafra.co. We implore you to go to www.peopleofbiafra, all one word, peopleofbiafra.org. We also ask you to go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We ask you to download Radio Biafra app, which is free. Free Radio Biafra app. We also ask you to go to biafratelevision.co. Therefore, wherever you are, once again, I must keep welcoming you, those Biafrans scattered all over the world. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We are here today to preach this very gospel of the restoration of the complete and absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. On a day we are reporting that without oil, there will be no Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We are here to proclaim this very gospel boldly. We are here to say that all we are asking for is for the right to be free. We are here to agitate. We are here to make known to the world. We are here to sensitize. We are here to make aware. We are here to impart knowledge to our people, to let them understand, to let them realize the importance of them extricating themselves from the bondage called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We have not done anything, as I'm never tired of saying, every blessed evening. Our hands are very clean. Our conscience is very clear. All we are asking for is for the right to be free. We are asking to be set free amongst other nations. We are asking to be allowed to return to how we were before Frederick Lugard came. We did not know the Hausa Fulani people. We had nothing in common with the Yorubas. The Hausas are feudalist people. They practice feudalism. We are only one man is the judge and jury. We are only one man controls all the access to resources belonging to the entirety of the people. We are not the Yorubas. They believe in monarchy. They bow down before another man. We are Biafrans. We are Republican by nature. We believe in the equality of men and women before God and before the law. We believe that everything created has the right to free and uninterrupted existence. We believe in in other words, we believe in natural justice. We believe in fairness. We believe in equity. We have no business in the zoo. The feudalist system of the Hausa Fulani people is not designed to accommodate freedom of speech. It is not designed to accommodate the tenets and principles of democracy. It is not designed to allow men and women to coexist within the same joke political space based on equality, based on merit. They are different from us. We are not one. Anybody suggesting, anybody implying, anybody impugning, anybody with the faintest addiction, anybody with the faintest leaning towards a one Nigeria, please, I feel sorry for you. Nigeria was not created by Tukwu Abiyama. In other words, Nigeria is not God's creation. It was not divinely ordained. Unless you're telling me that Scottish people are God, unless you're telling me that a white man is God, only then can you accept the sovereignty of Nigeria. Nigeria was created by Frederick Lugard, a fellow human being. Our name was obliterated from the history books. They called you Nigeria and you accepted. We are in Italy as a country. We are in Verona as a city. Nobody in their right mind would dream of coming here to change their name. We've been out and about, walking about and observing. We have been seeing the things around this city, the way they fought very bravely to defend their ideals, their identity and their honor. The same thing we are going to do this very year and next. We shall fight for what we believe in. We shall fight for Biafra. That same Biafra that 3.5 million people died for, we are going to fight for it. That same place, that expired contraption, that abomination on the face of the earth, that curse upon anybody who's unfortunate enough to get close to it, called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, that very zoo will be brought down. It will be disintegrated, it will be torn to shreds. It will be. The only alternative is to give us Biafra. We are determined. Things are happening already. We are only going to pour fuel to the already raging fire. There will be no way they can be contained. Everything we tell you on this radio station is correct. Everything we preach here is correct. You hear about it here. You may think it is fantastic. You may think it's unbelievable. Give it a few more days, you will come to realize that it is absolutely and abundantly correct. This is Radio Biafra. We are being listened to all over the world by over 5 million people. We are in 70 countries and counting. We are mobilizing. We are uniting the Biafran family all over the world. We believe in Honorable Nabal also. We have gone beyond the phase of one number. We are not merely acknowledging our presence all over the world. We are not just taking it as a matter of fact. We are not taking it as gospel of faith that there are Biafrans all over the world. We are doing something tangible about it. We are uniting them. We are bringing them together to let them realize that their only hope of survival as a race lies in their ability to return from whence they came. We have come to Verona, as we have been to other Italian cities, to preach this very wonderful gospel, to let our detractors know that in as much as we remain incorruptible, because we are incorruptible, Radio Biafra editorial board is incorruptible. In as much as we remain incorruptible, in as much as we remain without fear before our enemies, in as much as we go into everything we do, being upright, with justice on our side and fairness and equity, there is nothing we cannot get. We are whiter than white, we proclaim it. Whiter than white. Any day I do anything bad that will take Biafra backwards, any day I fail to apply myself, any day I fail to devote myself, my being, everything I do towards the restoration of the absolute sovereignty of Biafra, that day I will die as a human being. I will not exist and my family will be shut down. Everything we proclaim on this radio station is correct. Everything we infer is by the Spirit, because we know it for certain that 2014 to 2015 is critical. 2014 is pivotal. From this very year, we begin to lay the very foundations of the restoration of not just a country called Biafra, but of the kingdom of heaven itself on this earth. We are God's children, God's chosen children. Nobody can take away this right from us. They have succeeded in conquering us both politically and spiritually. But those shackles of bondage, those chains with which our consciousness has been bound to a very retrogressive-minded society called the zoo, must be broken this very year. I hate Nigeria with a passion. Anything Nigeria, I despise it. Heaven knows, I cannot stand the zoo. I hate it with a passion, the same way they obliterated, the same way they attempted to remove the word Biafra, the oldest name, in as much as the names of countries are concerned. As long as they attempted to exterminate us from the face of the earth, as long as they continue to subjugate us, we must provide a voice to our people. That voice is Radio Biafra. And we must preach Biafra to the ends of the earth. Wherever there is humanity on this earth, Radio Biafra must be preached there. We must make sure that the gospel of Biafra is a gospel of redemption, not just in theory, but in practice. We intend to bring about Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, we shall do so. We are here to do his work. We did not decide to come on our own. He determined that we should come. that we must come to preach this very gospel, that his people must be free, and that is why we are here. We are not here because we want leadership. We are not doing anything with leadership. We are not leading anybody because Chukwu Abiyama is our leader. We are only here to serve our people. We are only here to deliver this very message which we've been asked to deliver. And that is why we are here. We are in Verona, in front of our people, because regardless of how we are, regardless of our numbers, one thing is unmistakable. Our march is relentless. Relentless, that is the word. We keep coming until we get what we want. We are not going to get away. Never are we going to get away. We are Biafrans, and they will know about us. Long we are gone, they will remember us, that those people did not compromise. That is why I do not forgive and I do not forget. Every impunity must be punished. Every impunity will be punished. I do not forgive and I don't forget. Not me. They can kill your mothers and your uncles and you forgive them. That is your business. I will not. Or Gowon will not be forgiven. Or Obasanjo, Haruna, Danjuma will never be forgiven. All those that are complicit in the slaughter of 3.5 million people, their Wolowo family, their Wolowo legacy and memory can never be forgiven. I won't forgive Yorubas either. Never will I forgive them for their duplicitousness, for their disloyalty, for their backstabbing. They can never be forgiven. They are evil people. They sat there and starved over 1 million children to death. And we are here in Italy running around looking for work. Most of us are unemployed in Europe. Running around, they came and took us as slaves. We finished building their cities and their factories for them. Now we came as voluntary slaves. That cycle of shame and humiliation has to come to an end. It is about time we actually stood on our own 2 feet and did something about it. This is Radio Biafra. Our people are here. I shall go to them whilst I continue to wait for the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mohammed, to join us, please, from London. We are in Italy. The barrister himself is in the United Kingdom. He is in England, in London to be precise. And hopefully in the coming minutes, he will be able to join us. But for now, wherever you are, once again, we welcome you. We ask you, as always, to please tell those around you. It won't cost you anything. Biafra is legitimate and the zoo is not. Tell them that Radio Biafra is on. Tell them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Ask them to download free Radio Biafra app. They should be able to get Radio Biafra there. Please also ask them to go to peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. It is also incumbent upon you, as long as you're listening to us, to spread this very gospel. Tell those around you about Radio Biafra. Ask them to come here to receive the ministration. Ask them to come here to even receive the miracle. Because things happen when people listen to us. This is Radio Biafra. I must start by going to our coordinator here to please tell us his name and where he comes from. Those of you around here shall do the same. You will give us your name and where you come from, that we may proceed to bring our news headlines and accompanying news summary. And then after that, go and take your calls all over the world. Please go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. Good evening. Good morning and good night to fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Festus Unoka. I am a zonal coordinator in Verona, Italy. It's my pleasure this evening to be with my director again for today's broadcast. I am greeting all my coordinators wherever they are listening to the voice of Radio Biafra this evening. And I am greeting all our Biafrans, brothers and sisters, those at home now preparing for the game. I say, make Chukwu Abiyama bless you all. And my director, I will keep my comment as I pass the microphone to the next person. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, please. And the next person, the very next person, please, give microphone, please, to introduce himself, and then we shall proceed. Go ahead, please.
My good people of Biafra, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Those in Malaysia and Thailand, China and Japan, good evening, good morning all. My name is Michael Iruanya. I am from Itwezinite in Mbise, in Biafra land. We are here today in Verona, a big city in Italy. We are here now with our Biafran people. They are ready. And I am now appealing to all Biafrans in Italy, to every state in Italy. As at now, we are in Italy, we are in Verona. I ask all of you, I urge all of you to be very, very ready. The battle will start from now. The Italian people, we promise and we have promised that we cannot go back, even if at all the director leave Italy today. The Italian people will be very, very ready to support this Biafran cause. Thank you once again. I'm Michael Iranya from Itu, isn't it? Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Please, the next person. Yes, go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Chukwudi Udoye. I'm from Ishida in Anambra State in Biafran land. I greet you all in wherever you are in this planet. Stay tuned. We are here in Verona in Italy. Thank you all. God bless you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello, my great people of Biafra, wherever you are listening. I say you are welcome once again today, being 20th February 2014. We are here once again in Verona for you to hear the gospel of redemption of Biafra. Please, wherever you are now, come near your every access you can listen and let us discuss things that concern us once again. Once again, my name is Emmanuel Chid Uzigwe. I come from Abaja in Wangen, the local government area of Imo State in Biafran land. You are welcome once again and God bless you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please, the next person.
Good evening, fellow Nigerians, fellow Biafrans all over the world. Excuse me. You know, my name is Jim Christopher Uloka from Azia here, local government, Anambra State, Biafra land. I'm very happy once again today we are here again in front of our honorable director. Yes, we will not compromise. We are here to discuss how to take that belongs to us. That the Hausa, Fulani, Onidaki have been stolen from us all these years. Many of us, we don't know this, but thank God for the life of our director, who now rise up and sensitize our brain to know where we are going wrong and what we are doing at the moment, to tell us where to follow, the easier way to follow. Because freedom fighting is not easy. It's not really easy. We know. Maybe many people will be saying, these young boys, they are talking, they don't know about war, they see what they will run. Forget it. Today, war 2014 is not 1967. This is another millennium. There's way we fight war these days. It's like a football game. You pass, I pass. Now they'll be attacking us. Attacking us from the northern side of that zoo. Every day they chop up the heads of our sisters, children. They show it on the internet so that we'll go crazy. I said it yesterday. We'll play the same match with them. We will do the same thing to them. We will never relent. No compromise. It's eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. We must take that belongs to us. My father fought for it. And I also fight for it. I will never go back. I will fight with my last blood because my children will not suffer like this. It is a pain. It is a deed, a shame. How can we be existing? Why some people are sitting down there back home enjoying our treasure? What that comes from our father's land. Then tomorrow we'll go out the street, we say we are big boys. We are chief. Akune biopu. Man, it's our time to wake up. It's our time to wake up. Because whenever I think about this, our movement, or about the situation of Biafran people all over the world, I shed tears. It touches my heart. Do you know why I shed tears?
You will tell us later. after this. You will come back and you tell us.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. And the barrister is with me, I presume. Barrister Mamezu has joined us from London. Barrister, you will acknowledge the ever wonderful and reassuring presence of Biafrans all over the world. These people are in every continent, in every country you can imagine. They are scattered all over the cities of the world, the towns, the communities, the villages, even the Hampstead, the homestead, the clan, even in families. And all of them are listening to Radio Biafra, please.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to all of you there. Director, I have to tell you, I'm in a library. I'm not in a comfortable zone. But I'm following you from here just to announce to you that I will join you, but just to greet my people. I hope you are hearing me because reception is not that excellent.
We can hear you.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, loud and clear. We are hearing you.
Okay. So, my fellow dear friends, just to tell you that my heart is with you wherever I am. And, of course, I have to follow the events. As soon as I'm out of the library, I will get in touch and, of course, get involved in whatever is going on. So, Director, please bear in mind you have to keep it up to speed when I show my face again, but just to say hi to all Biafrans wherever you are.
No problem.
Of course, every day we join you, or you join us. We bring you up to date with whatever is happening in the zoo. Today is no exception. We thank Director, who is taking the effort and using all that is in target to go around one city to one village, one village to another country. Director, we applaud you and we bless you for all you are doing for the Africans. And of course, one day we all congregate together and say hallelujah to Guadiama. Director, for now, I'll do my best to follow what is happening. Good evening to you once again. Don't forget your pen and paper, and please, once you hear your name, make sure you turn off the listening devices. I'm still at the library. I'm going to be here for a while. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Even from the library, the barrister is joining us. Regardless of where he is joining us. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from the city of Verona here in Italy. We must welcome you once again. We are still introducing ourselves. Biafrans are here. We are introducing ourselves, and we must continue to do so, please. Go ahead. The next person, please, if you may.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. Once more, we welcome you. My name remains Ugo Orakamu Abeze. I greet you wherever you may be at this moment in this planet Earth, and we ask you to join us, and very soon all of us will tell you again our mind and what we have and ready to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Those of you behind, please, can you step forward if you may? Please step forward. Introduce yourselves, please, if you may. Go ahead.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. My name is Onigbo Florence Ngozika, from Ihe, in Ogun local government, Enugu State, Biafra land, Ada Biafra in Verona. I thank Barrister Mamezu Uchemefo, Ike Chukwu Enyago, and my evil sister Rita Niborg in Nigeria. We welcome you all. Stay tuned and listen to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Agunwanyi Kobo. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Good evening, brothers of Biafra. God is our strength. We are very happy for you trying to redeem us from this problem. And we continue to pray that whatever you people are trying to do, we Biafra that are living in Italy, especially in Verona, are supporting you. And so we continue praying that we cannot do without our God. Because you have suffered a lot from these serpent people. They have wounded us for a long time. Our children don't have food again. We are staying outside the world is because of the problem they are caused for us. So we are very happy to continue this year redemption. If God will, I wish that God will help us to do that in Jesus' name. My name is Christian Okoro. I'm from Enugu State, Udi, in Obioma. God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. The next person, please, there are some people who are behind. Please come forward. Come forward and give us your name, please. Go ahead.
Good evening, my fellow Biafra all over the world. My name is Onigbo Amobi. I'm from Ihe in Ogun local government, Enugu State, in Biafra land. I thank God for this wonderful opportunity. We are here in Verona with our director to broadcast this night. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Is that it? Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, the sons and daughters of the Lion of the tribe of Judah in the land of Biafra. I thank you all for listening to this broadcast from the city, great city, here in Italy, Verona, the love city, the city of Romeo and Juliet. I'm here to tell you people, particularly those in Nigeria, the young and also the young girls and the young boys, since our fathers cannot do their work, it is time for us to wake up now, to hold their cloth and ask them, what are we going to do? Because all those people are the northern part of that year. Can we call it Nigeria or zoo?
It's a zoo place.
Their father is always addressing them. They are coming down and massacring you people. And their fathers or their parents cannot see anything. They have their rulers. I believe strongly their rulers is supporting them. As they are strong, so we the children of the Lion of the tribe of Biafra, we are also strong. I think they know what we can be able to do. They know us very well. But only thing that we always obey our parents. But it is time now for us to wake up and show them that as they are so strong, so we are so strong. Anything at all, we are ready to march with them. Because we know what we are doing in order to respect that zoo place. But since they say that we are not with them, also I believe strongly that we are not with them. Because they know what they're supposed to do instead of them to direct their children. Stop killing all those Boko Haram. Instead, they are supporting them to go and massacre all the children of the East. So, this time around, I want you people to stand firmly. We are coming back home. We are not fearing. They know what we are capable to do. Please, we are coming back very soon. I want you to unite yourself in order to fight and regain that land, Biafra, the holy city. God bless.
Thank you very much. Do we have other people that may wish to give us their names and where they come from? I'm Nnamdi Kanu from Isiama Faruku in Ibeku, the place they call Omuahia. There is nothing like Omuahia. It was a name given by Europeans, by white people. Omuahia never existed. That is the funniest thing about it. Before you continue, my dear brother, let me see if I can bring in Uche Mefo. He's been working very hard behind the scenes. Uche, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission from Verona. You will greet the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world, if you may, please.
Yes, good evening. Are you hearing me now?
Loud and clear. The world is listening as well. Go ahead.
Yes, from London. My name is Uche Mefo. I'm from Abatete in Idemili North, local government area of Anambra State, Biafra. And by the special grace of God, Radio Biafra is in Italy. I thank you, the director, for piloting the affairs of this project. And I respect and salute your courage. More importantly, I thank all Biafrans and friends of Biafra from around the world, and with special reference to Biafrans in Italy. They are doing us proud. And I can say that there is no going back as always, and there is no retreat, there is no surrender. We remain fearless in the presence of our enemy. And that is what should be until Biafra is restored. Thank you very much once more. I am happy to join this broadcast at this particular point in time. It is very important that the last caller who said that our enemies in the north are killing us and their fathers are supporting them. This is quite right. But I can say from the other perspective, from my own perspective on this issue, that They are killing us, and we are doing nothing. We are supporting them by being silent. And who are these people supporting them and giving them that courage to continue to do what they're doing against us? They are the so-called elders in Biafra land. They are the so-called chieftaincy title holders. And they are those who have said that they have come for Biafra today, tomorrow they go back to Nigerian government. But the promise we are going to give them is that he who has defied the land must pay for it. Time shall come when all these people who have stolen billions from Biafra land and they have turned against Biafra itself, we have no land, no place for them to stand to enjoy that money. They will be paying for their security and they will all be banished. The problem remains within us. 80% of the problem, the obstacle to Biafra restoration, remains within us. We are our own problems, and we must begin to solve it. I'll remain, as always, committed to this struggle, and if I see nobody, I'll be serving Biafra with myself and my family. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and you will stay with us. You have joined us via Skype, and you will remain to run this program with me this very evening. That is Uche Mefo, who is not an engineer by trade, but Chukwu Abiyama gave him the special skill to make Radio Biafra broadcast possible. He is not an engineer. He does not have the title engineer to his name. But because of Uche Mefo, Radio Biafra can broadcast to over 5 million people. Because of Uche Mefo, Radio Biafra is heard all over the world. That is who we are. Engineers are born. You don't have to go to school to be an engineer, if at all you're genuine. Those that put engineer to their names are the fake ones, not genuine. What we are doing here today, nobody else can do it. Do we have any pole outside, standing outside? Did we park any bus outside? Is there any connection here to anywhere else? We are formidable. Exceptionally formidable. That is why we will destroy Nigeria completely. Unless they let us go. People must watch and say this is 2014. They will know how serious we are this very year. Boko Haram is a bunch of ill-educated school children. Imagine what educated men and women can do to the zoo. They are finished. Anybody putting their stock in Nigeria is a goner. They are finished. Please go ahead. Who is the next person? This is Radio Biafra. You will give us your name, please, and where you come from. Go ahead.
Good evening, the indigenous people of Biafra. I'm Dr. Charles Ani from Enugu State. I reside here, domiciled here in Verona for quite a long time. Today, I am joining the forum. And that's where I end the discussion for now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Do we have any other person, please? You will boldly step forward and let the world know that we are Biafrans and that we are without fear before our enemies. Please go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Okechukwu Ebuche. I'm from Anambra State of Nigeria. Anambra State, whatever it is. I'm very pleased to be here, and I want to know exactly what, you know, what the actual will be. So, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. And we have many learned people in this city. Many, many learned people, doctors here. I understand it. And the best thing that can happen to us is for us to take them back home so that all that their education and talent will be showcased in Biafra. I understand most of them are architects. We want them to build magnificent buildings. The same way when you go to Rome, you can say that Leonardo da Vinci painted this, or one very famous architect built that. That is what we want to do as well, to make sure that we take our sons and daughters home. Where their skills, their knowledge, and what they have learned will be showcased for the betterment of mankind and to the glory of Chukwu Abiyama.
Chukwuabiamah, for those who do not know, will think is another god. For those who do not understand, those who are blind, those who are ignorant, those lacking in knowledge, those lacking in wisdom, will think Chukwuabiamah is a demigod somewhere. Chukwuabiamah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Chukwuokike, Chineke na nke bi n'igwe kekere ụwa. His name is Chukwuabiamah. If you come close, you will know him. That's the meaning of it. That is who we worship. That is whom every glory and honor belong to, and no other person. Because he said to us that I am a jealous God. That's what he said. I am jealous. Thou shalt have no other God but me. Number one commandment. Number one. Nkizizi. Thou shalt have no other God but me. None, no image. Don't bow before any image. That's what he said. That is what I go by. It's only to him and to him alone does every glory and honor belong to. And upon him do we rest this agitation for Biafra. We anchor it very firmly in our belief that Chukwuabiamah is God. That's where we're heading to. We welcome all of you. Especially those of you who are here, who I respect those that can come to a different country, master their language, and study in that language up to PhD level. It's amazing. Because I can't do it myself, I'm being honest with you. Even English language was very, very difficult for me. Because I love my Igbo language a lot. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to present this very day our news headlines and accompanying you summary. But before I do so, we must give you the number to call. For those of you calling from Italy, the number is 389-446-0372. I repeat, is a Wind Mobile, so it's free for those of you on Wind Mobile. The number is 389-446-0372. And if you're calling from outside Italy, the number is plus 39, which is the code for Italy. The international code for it is plus or 0039, as the case may be. If you're calling from the zoo, maybe you add 9009. It's unbelievable. The only place that does that. 0038 or, sorry, I must repeat. Plus 39 or 0039. We prefer plus 39. 389-446-0372. I repeat, plus 39-389-446-0372. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype is simply Radio Biafra. If you call us, we shall take your call. On rapid response, they know the rest of the detail is where and how our officers get through to us. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. We are reporting on this very day without fail. Please, we are asking those of them calling us not to call. Our lines are not open yet. When our lines open, we shall tell you to call. Our lines keep going off all the time. When our lines open, we shall ask you to call us. But for now, please refrain from doing so until our lines open. We are in Verona. We have brought Radio Biafra to them, so we allow them to speak first before we go to any other group of people to take their calls. But they won't listen. They'll keep calling our people. Everybody wants to say the opinion, which is normal. We are reporting today that they are saying that they will bomb the zoo, that they will bomb the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. They will bomb the refineries. They said they will kill the Emir of Kano. They will kill Buhari, they said, because of what Buhari said the other day. Buhari is their chief sponsor. And I told Buhari, last May, I told Buhari that Boko Haram is hydra-headed. They will come after you. They will kill you. Everywhere you've had Islamic Jihad, that is always the outcome. They always go after their master and kill him or her. Almost, they're almost male anyway. So it's always a him. We will bomb Nigeria's refineries. We will kill the Emir of Kano. We will kill Buhari, Ibrahim Babangida. We will kill Kwakwanso. We will kill Shetima. You are all in trouble. Jonathan and Queen Elizabeth, do you remember when I told you that Boko Haram will kill Jonathan in office? Did you remember it? Did I not tell you? They will kill the bastard in office. He made one fatal flaw.
One fatal mistake was to sack Stella Odua. That was a sign of weakness. In politics, you don't show weakness. In high-stakes poker politics like that obtained in the zoo, never show weakness. You show weakness and you're finished. He has shown weakness and he's gone. This is what Boko Haram said. We are also reporting on this very day. While the emir of Kano is educating Jonathan on how to keep Nigeria together, Boronu emir narrates his ordeal in the hands of Boko Haram. On one hand, Nigeria is peaceful, they are doing very well. And on the other hand, they are lamenting the murderous nature of Boko Haram. Why do you have Boko Haram? Because you have a country called Nigeria. Without Nigeria, there will be no Boko Haram. That is one thing you need to know. Before Boko Haram, they were called Maitasina. Before that, they were called another name. They have been killing you since 1945 without fail. We have the chronology. You have been like a lamb led to the slaughterhouse, handed over to Hausa Fulani people by the British. Since 1945, they have been killing you en masse. And you can't stop it. You cannot. You are powerless to stop it unless you get Biafra. Only Biafra can save you. Anything else, you will continue to pay with your blood until rapture. The MA is in trouble. That is the MA they said they are going to kill. We are also reporting that 28 heads of government are planning to come for Nigeria's centenary celebration. And go on, mind you. You know Yakubu Go On. Do you know him? Who is he? From what? That's his name. He was the one that killed you, 3.5 million of you. That is your killer. Britain is your maker, and Go On is your nemesis. He is your killer. He killed 3.5 million of you. Murdered, slaughtered, massacred. 3.5 million. And he's going to celebrate on top of your dead bodies. Go on. And Pius Anyim is there, flying the flag. How will all those soldiers that fought for Biafra feel? They're in the grave. How do you think they're feeling? All those children, 1 million that Awolo were killed. Not by Radio Biafra's estimate, but by a report confirmed by Harvard University for American government. Harvard University wrote, 1 million children starved to death by Awolowo. How will they feel? No wonder every Igbo groups break up after 2 or 3 years. Highest you can last to 5 to 7 if you're doing marvelously well. And then you break into factions. Why is that? Because their spirit hasn't been assuaged. You have Igbo men, Biafran men participating in the celebration based on the slaughter of their own kind, the only race to so stupidly do so in the world. Go to Kurdistan, they don't participate in Turkish activities. In Iraq, they're almost free. They have the autonomy. Anywhere in the world, as long as you have gone to fight for your freedom, you should keep fighting for it until you get it. People might tell me and say to me, oh, how about the Tamil Tigers in Sri Lanka? The Tamils are politically in control of a land, their land. They control it completely and totally. And soon they will be free using the ballot box. And we are still in the zoo celebrating centenary over the bones of your dead ones. Unpardonable. There are some people in the U.S. I call them the hamburger-eating generation, those that forgot, those we did send off for to go to the U.S. Today they're telling us that they are supporting Nigeria's national conference. They're in America, where there is water, where there is electricity, where there are jobs. You can buy a car, you can go to McDonald's and decide to live there for the rest of your life. And they will feed you hamburger that people are throwing away. You eat. They are telling us they support Nigeria. The more you support Nigeria, the more you will die. Very, very simple. The more you support Nigeria, the more there will be kidnappers in your village. The more you support Nigeria, the more you have no light, no running water, schools will not function. Very simple logic. They say, oh, it's the leaders. You have to change the leader. Change it to who? Even Satan cannot run the place.
Ekwensu cannot even live there to start with. That is how bad it is. You think he's the leader? Who told you he's the leader? It's the society that is patently evil. Irredeemably evil. We are also reporting on this very day that Boko Haram, you know, they keep... I love these people sometimes. I must be honest with you. What I don't like is the way they kill our people. I wish they can do this more often. They invaded the JTF commander's home and killed many people in the process. That is what we told them. I am going home. I will broadcast from Enugu on the 30th of May of this year during our worldwide celebration to remember our dead. If for any reason I fall in Enugu, if for any reason I die in Enugu, they will do me a favor, and I know they will, our people. You will kill every Ohanaeze member. All of them. All the governors and their families, you die. It's an edict I've given to them. Very simple. That they may know how serious we are. We want to tell them that this Biafra now, not Owasurike's Biafra, we are fanatical. When it comes to Biafra, we don't have senses anymore. The only thing we want is our freedom, and we will die getting our freedom. I cannot die as a slave, a double slave. Slave in the West, slave at home. Checkpoint every 2 kilometers. You say you're a human being. In your own father's compound. Amazing. We are under occupation. Not in my lifetime. I'd rather be dead than see such rubbish. 6 feet or you raise Biafran flag. One of the two must happen. Jonathan has suspended Lamido Sanusi as EVN governor. He has appointed an acting governor, Sarah Alade. I'm sure she's a Yoruba woman. Is he Yoruba or not? Is it not Yoruba? So there is no Biafran person that can do this job. Jonathan for Biafra. Oh my Hannah, so there is a deal they are doing. Deal, there's one thing they're planning behind. Dr. Kweme and Professor Ben Mwebeze that lives at Ebuta Meta. You know, he lives in Lagos. He's an elder spokesman for Ndibo, but Obina Lagos. I will ask you every blessed day as this news crops up. How many Yoruba elder statesmen live in Enugu? How many Hausa elder statesmen live in Owerri? How many live in Port Harcourt? Kwandibo Mano, Onodepuri Igbo, at Ebuta Meta in Lagos. We must give you the news in detail. In only way that we can, because everybody's listening this tomorrow, you hear it now. Every day they listen to our news, the next day they come up with something. We educated the world on the 31st of December. We told them that there was an amalgamation document because we have it. We gave them the expiry date. People went and listened, and now they can say, oh, Nigeria is expiring. Do they have the document? Did you not hear me read from the document on that day? I read it, and the world heard it. We are the only ones with it, not even the Sultan of Sokoto. We have it, because the British burnt some. Ever since I exposed them, ever since I proved to the world that the British were actively supplying weapons to Nigeria to kill Biafrans, they went to the library and cleared off every reference to Biafra in British archives. They don't know those they're dealing with. We are the same way our brother went there, Oluwade Kuano, and told them, defeated them in Britain. He won his freedom. He went to the House of Commons in Britain and defeated white people in argument over slavery. You've not heard of him before, have you? Oluwade Kuano. He was a lawyer trained in England, an Igbo man. That's when they said these people are too clever for us. That's why they hate you, because you are the children of God. God blessed you. Chukwu Abiyama blessed you specially. That is why they despise you. That is why CNN cannot mention your name. They cannot mention it. Because you're God's children. They want you to disappear and die.
because without your freedom, they know this, Messiah cannot come. Don't they know that? Some of them who are in the darker part of the world are telling us that if we allow Biafra to come, that means that Christ will come again. They know that maybe you don't know you're the center of the meridian, you don't know you're the epicenter of global consciousness, you don't know that because you think you are Igbo, you're in the village, you drink palm wine, that you're nobody. You are something. Something very special. We will not give you our news in detail. The leader of Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, has threatened attacks in Nigeria's oil region in a new video released on Wednesday, on a day that his men invaded the northeast town of Bama, killing people and destroying properties. You will, in the coming days, see your refinery bombed, Shekau warned in the 28-minute long video obtained by AFP. It was unclear when the video was recorded. Niger Delta, you are in trouble. Hey. Is it not the same people they supported during the war? And I'm an Ihunun Ekweba. Did Niger, so-called Niger Delta, not support Hausa people? Did I not tell them that the same Hausas will destroy you completely? Did I not say that? That Hausa will destroy Niger Delta. They have killed Ken Serawiwa. The same way they will kill Okorocha. Who is Okorocha? He's an imbecile. He's Ojo Zokalo. Maybe he's useful to them in bed. Maybe the boyfriend will take him on. I don't know. We told you. The same people you need, he know you when you when you're on a kwafu. We did nothing to the so-called Niger Delta people. I told Asare Dokobo in 2009 before he apologized. If you show me one person killed by an Igbo man in Niger Delta, anything you say is correct. They couldn't find any. Did we take your land by force? Did we force you to speak Igbo? The answer is no. Everything that the Oyo Empire did, everything the Kanem Borno Empire did, everything the Fulani jihadists did from Sokoto Caliphate, we did not do it. We are not warmongers. We don't kill people. We revere a human being. Our land is holy. They told you you are domineering. And you agreed. You are the problem. You agreed. Today, Asare Dokobo, you are a mujahideen or mujahajid. I don't know what he calls himself. Your fellow mujahajid is now telling you they're coming to bomb you. You see? What goes around? Everybody that had a hand in the killing of the children of God, you know, God is miraculous. He will allow other countries to invade his children and kill them. But he always goes back to punish those people as well. He will allow you to go and inflict damage on these people, but he'll punish you. Today they're killing Gowon's people. Gowon's people will suffer. They will be swallowed up by Islam. Violent Sunni jihadist Islam. Now they're telling you here in this piece of news that they're going to bomb and this Boko Haram. Anything they say they're going to do, they do it anyway. They're not Wazirike or OPC. Anakweli. Anything they say they will do, they will do it. That you may know that how serious they are. The video was shot in an open field where Shekau was surrounded by an armor tank, two military vans. Where did he get armor tank from? Did he drive it from Niger in? Where did he get armor tank from? Because his people are supporting him now, the Nigerian army. That's what they're moving to Jinika. And people are telling me about one. Let's make the country one. Chineke Bokwa or Kondiara. Let's make the country one. With these people, go and ask Hausa people what Fulanis did to them. That's what they're going to do to everybody. You either become Islam or you die in Italy. Choose one. Or you go and get Biafra and be free. We are also reporting this very day that a soldier guarding the home of a general was one of the casualties of Tuesday night's Boko Haram attack on Bama, Borno State. It was learned yesterday that Borno State Police Commissioner Lawal Tanko said General Umar Toko Buratai was not at home during the attack. The soldiers succeeded in repelling the attacks on Buratai's residence, resulting in minimal damage, he said, confirming that one soldier was killed
He did not give further details. The Borno State government said yesterday that last Saturday's attack by Boko Haram insurgents in Izge, Gwoza local government area, was not targeted at any religious group. It's in your country that is happening. They are growing bolder. They have borders spanning everywhere, Niger, Chad, and Cameroon. Nigerian army is corrupt anywhere. The whole zoo is corrupt. So who are you going to stop? You stop Boko Haram, they kill you anywhere. Things are going to happen. Go and look at Somalia very well. The zoo is going to be like Somalia. I've told Britain, be prepared to accept EU. 60 million refugees. 60 million will come here because of the mess you made in Africa. We are asking you to put it right, that's all. Prevail upon Britain to go and withdraw their warship from the Battle of Biafra. They must go from there. Allow us to be free. That's what we're asking for. After all, East Timor that Australia supported to be free. Why did they support East Timor to be free? Why did they support Kosovo to be free? Why did they support an Islamic enclave in a predominantly Christian country like Yugoslavia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, to be free? What is the difference between us and those in Scotland? Why can Scotland discuss their freedom and not us? Britain is telling us that being in one is lovely. Cameron, why did you then allow Scotland to vote on their independence later this year? Because Scottish people are white and you are black monkeys, you see. Monkeys don't think properly. That's the way they see you. But we're going to prove today that we're not monkeys. 67 to 70 is not 2013 to 2015, never. This time around, we are fortified. We know what to do. We now have doctors everywhere all over the world of nuclear physics, of air chemistry, anything you can think of. And they are dying to come and serve their country. So we don't even need to import weapons from abroad. None. The zoo is in big trouble. About 28 world leaders are expected to be the guest of President Goodluck Jonathan during the activities marking the centenary anniversary of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, which kicked off in January the 25th. The Federal Executive Council devoted the entire session on Wednesday to fine-tune final preparations for the celebrations, which will be climaxed by an international conference on human security and sustainable development in Africa. Human security. We need security from them, not them from us. They are the ones with the roadblock on every street corner. Here, there are armed robbers and kidnappers. Somewhere in Baltimore, Maryland, a diaspora Igbo in the U.S. is saying that they are having... Oh, my dear Lord, it's unbelievable. U.S. support for Nigeria National Conference and wishes the good Lord Jonathan administration to not spare the truth that will set Nigeria finally free. At a meeting of USA Igbo held under the auspices of Aka Ikenga of USA, Igbo in diaspora commended President Goodluck Jonathan for his wisdom and courage in supporting a national conference because there is need to resolve issues that stoke tension and bring about tension in Nigeria. We therefore commend him for refusing to act like an ostrich by burying the problems of Nigeria underneath the murky sand of denial, deceit, and propaganda. I am not surprised that from the USA, that was where Nnamdi Azikiwe read and came back and gave us one Nigeria. I am not surprised. Most of them can't reason properly under Aki Ikenga. Aki Ikenga headquarters is in Lagos. Not Owerri, Enugu, Omuahia, Okigwe, Abakaliki. It's in Lagos. They all live there. I attended their meeting. That's where they live. That's where Aki Ikenga headquarters is. When they deported your children from Lagos, what did Aki Ikenga say? What did they say? That is why we are the voice of the voiceless. With Radio Biafra, this very moment, the whole world is at attention listening to us. Every major government, they listen to us. Britain listened to us. They took their ship and ran to the zoo after Nigeria expired. They are now in Biafran waters to
to help Nigeria to secure them. I asked them to take the same frigate, go to Scotland, help to keep the UK one, because UK is breaking up. But because of oil, man, from Biafra land, Britain is very clever. They can't come openly to say, give me your oil, I take it by force. No, they won't do that. They handed you over to Hausa people who are the caretakers. They themselves are the landlord. Then they'll take the oil from Hausas, not from you, because they know you're very clever. You ask them questions. You ask them to pay for it. Do you know you can bring in a sheep into the zoo and take oil and walk away? Nothing will happen to you. Do you know that? Do you know? And people are selling their babies where you come from. Oberon Mwaka, 16 years old, 16 teenagers, 15, 14, they get pregnant and they sell their kids for 100,000 naira. But it doesn't touch us now, does it? It should touch you. How about if that little child is your daughter or your sister, how would you feel? Due to poverty. In the land given to us by Chukwu Abiam. They have come again, these Igbo people in America. World Igbo Congress and their likes. Idiots holding World Igbo Congress in Houston. World Igbo Congress in USA. How stupid can you get? When America wants to have a meeting, they come to Umuahia and have it. World Igbo Congress in Houston, Texas. Ndibeli Bezuzuru Naga. They have come again. They are commending, they support the conference. As I said, I don't blame them. Aziki wielded in the U.S. And look at what he gave us. One Nigeria today, you're dying. Even in his own nature, they are killing us today. And they are going now. Gunmen suspected to be members of Boko Haram terrorist group yesterday evening invaded the residence of the commander of the Joint Task Force JTF Niger Delta, Major General Toko Buratai, at his country home, Buratai District in Biu local government area of Borno State. I love this. Do you know what it does? That's what we're going to do to them. If you attack any of our members, we go after you, wherever you are. As simple as that now. It's so easy. Why do you think the government in America is not too powerful? Because everybody has a gun. You know that? In America. You can't come now to say, the government sent me to arrest you. They will kill you first before you come in. That way you come to people with consensus, with the opinion, respected. They think they can kill other people that are immune to death. We will find, we're everywhere in the world now. We'll find your children where they go to school and slaughter them there. The same way you have made women childless, so shall we make your mother childless amongst women. If you kill other people's children, we kill your own children. So you know how it feels like. You think we'll leave you? People looking for their freedom, you go and kill them. And then you go scot-free. Like Atiku Denwa, that massacred MASOP members, slaughtered them in their hundreds, and he's walking about freely, answering Onwa. His day of reckoning is coming. It's coming. President Goodluck Jonathan has suspended Lamido Sanusi as CBN governor. He has appointed acting governor, having taken special notice of reports of the Financial Reporting Council of Nigeria and other investigating bodies, which indicated clearly that Lamido Sanusi's tenure has been characterized by various acts of financial recklessness and misconduct, which are inconsistent with the administration's vision of a central bank propelled by the core values of focused economic management, prudence, transparency, and financial discipline. Being also deeply concerned about far-reaching irregularities under Malam Sanusi's watch, which have distracted the central bank away from the pursuit and achievement of its statutory mandate, and being determined to urgently reposition. Sanusi has been sacked. Simple as that. All this grammar is unnecessary. He has been sacked. Sanusi has been, that's all that thing I read to you is saying one thing, that he has been removed. Why? Because he asked Jonathan to account for missing money from NMPC. Somebody asked a very interesting question today. Who is actually the general director of NMPC? It's a man called Yakubu. Do you know that? The oil in your land, Yakubu. If you don't have money now, you're the Minister of Education, you go to Yakubu. He will write a check from NMPC and give you. There is over 20 billion missing. Sanusi said to Jonathan, let's sit down and do the maths. They sat down, did all the maths. They found out that nearly 20 billion was still missing. Where is the money? Do you see why Britain wants you to be one? They gave you corruption after all. They started rigging before you were born. Britain showed House of Lords people how to rig election, how to falsify census numbers. Britain thrives where there is corruption. That is how they survive. They manufacture nothing. Only through corruption does Britain survive and eat. Britain is responsible for sponsoring corrupt states all over the third world, so-called third world, so they can make money without accounting for it. That is why they support any administration. As long as you're a criminal, your people are dying, Britain will support you. Not the British people, they are good people, but their governments. That's how they make money. Sanusi has been removed. He wanted to print 5,000 naira note that will make the value of the useless currency even go through the floor. We must continue. Second Republic Vice President, you know, when Akweme was there, I said, oh, that's a way to do it. I asked my father when I was growing up, why is it that when they were doing MPP and MPN, why is it that Azikiwe came out, every other person brought out their person, and we have an Igbo man as the Vice President? And the reply that came back is that, oh, they said that there is a way that they want to get it. That thing they didn't get during the war, they now want to get it. We are still there till today. Akwachi Chalapo, is that correct? What is that? Did you get anything? No, leave it. There is a Jonathan is there now. We are planning something. There is a way we can do it. What are we? Oh, Robbie Bunkum. Let's see what he had to say. Second Republic Vice President, in his village there's erosion. Do you know that? Mbuzene Brazia. Go and ask him now. What did he bring to you? The largest prison in the zoo. Is that correct or not? Una Amage, that he built prison yard. You don't know that? Okay. Second Republic Vice President Dr. Alex Ekweme, and they call him iconic constitutional lawyer, living in Lagos, an Igbo man living in Lagos. Professor Ben Nwabeze have declined to lead the Igbo delegation to the forthcoming national conference. Of course, who blame them? You lead us and go there and sign any document, you not come back. Must be mad to go and renew an expired product. He's a very smart man. Go and lead them and come back now. And tell us that we have now come, we negotiated a good deal. It's only to appoint their friends as ministers. That's all they do. Appoint my friend as a minister. That's all. I was in Lagos when they were discussing once. Oh, are you traveling to the... I said, yes, sir, we are going to the east. Oh, okay, I will tell Ono, but they will give you paper. If they stop you on the road, you show them you can move on. No, look, I'm rubbish. That's all they care about. Who is the minister? So they can go and look for contract. That's all. Is your country better? Is your nation better today? Igbo language is going extinct. They will not discuss it. It's to talk about conference. Go and lead us and come back now and show angry Biafrans all over the world that you have renewed the zoo. You will see what will happen. If they are smart, Ohanaeze should just keep quiet. Don't even bother going anywhere because the zoo is finished to start with. That is the news I presented to you today. On this very day, the 20th day of February in the year of our Lord, 2014, we are here in Verona before an audience of Biafrans. Might I also add very learned Biafrans here in Verona? You know, when our brother introduced himself, even the one from his, they said, doctor, doctor. They'll be wondering, wherever we go to, we have learned people. People who can make things happen. We have nuclear physicists, nuclear, working in America, not nuclear physics at the University of Ibadan, where the roof is leaking. We have scientists all over the world, and we are assembling them. And very soon, the zoo will feel the heat. There is no way that Nigeria can survive. It's practically, mathematically impossible.
If you like, go on prayer and fasting and pray to any graven image you like. From now till the kingdom come, the zoo is dead. It's finished, it's dead. That's the news we're presenting today. And our number once again, if you wish to join us, is +39 389 446 0372. That's the number to call. +39 389 446 0372. This is Radio Biafra. Does anybody here have anything to say? Does anybody have anything to say in relation to what we present? Anything you have, any questions at all you want to ask? Question or anything you want to say? Now is the time to do so. We are here to preach this very gospel of Biafra. We are here to make it known to the whole world, to the entirety of humanity, that Biafra is going to come. That Biafra has come. It's only for us to manifest it in the physical realm according to those that make things happen. We must take this call before you speak. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra from Italy. Verona to be precise.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Hello, yeah, I can hear you. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Oh, yeah, my name is Prince Onyema Alozie. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida, USA. I am from Awa in Imo State, a good and local government area of Biafra land.
Please go ahead.
And I want to thank my brother, Nandi Kano, and I want to thank every Igbo. You are the soldiers of Igbo people. All Igbo women and men, whether you are in Igbo land or in diaspora, this is the voice of Onyema and Ozie. And I want to encourage all of you, all Igbo, to march on. March on today, you are the soldiers of Ojukwu. I want you to march on today, you are the soldiers of Ojukwu. I want you all to march on today, you are the soldiers of our nation. I want you all to march on today, you are the soldiers of March. Michael Obara. You are the soldiers of Igbo land. For over 100 years, we've been deceived, we've been confused. And I want to use this opportunity to tell all Igbo, let me say this in Igbo language. When we are also not going to revive the million for now, that have not done for over 100 years. What are they going to do for us if they have not done for over 1 year? What is the Buhari of Basanja abandoned them? What are they going to do for us now? And they have not done for 100 years ago. We've been deceived, we've been commanded, we've been animated, we've been wondered, we've been preached, we've been deprived of our rights, and we are now taken back. I said it about 3 months ago, 4 months ago. I'm in exile, I've been in America for 5 years. And so many evil people have been in so many places all over the world because they are angry. Because of what is going on in the land of Nigeria. See, I tell my children, we are not Nigeria. We are evil people. And I will go home as a Biafra, I'm not going home as a Nigerian. Even if I have a Nigerian passport, I don't think to myself, I don't count myself as a Nigerian. And I want to every Igbo man and woman today to begin to think how to wrestle Biafra. Biafra is right here with you. In 2009, when we were in a social gathering in Tampa, here, Florida, I told the Igbo people that we have 19 more rivers to cross. And now today, we have zero rivers to cross. And I'm telling you today, wherever you are, pray for Biafra. Wherever you are, pray for your brothers and sisters. And you take this opportunity to tell my people in Igbo land. Igbo people, please stop the kidnapping. We are here working for you all. It's going to be alright. It's going to be alright. And they are using this opportunity also to tell my people what God was keeping. And it was the last year, 2010, I had been celebrating the Chukwu Memorial Day celebration. We celebrated it last year, and we are going to celebrate it this year. I've been sending emails all over the world. So if you have not gotten my email, call me today. I'm going to spread my number to every Japan. Call me. My number is 813-546-4426. Let me say it one more time. 813-546-4426. And if you don't get it, email me at askthismag@yahoo.com so that I can send you the information for Ojukwu Memorial Day celebration on May 31st. This May 31st. My email address is askthismag@yahoo.com. Let me spell it for you all. A-S-B-I-B, like you said, M-A-G, at yahoo.com. Let me say it again. A, like you say, Apple. F, like you say, France. G, like you say, Brother. I, like you say, India. C, like you say, Zebra. M, like you say, Mama. A, like you say, Apple. G, like you Grigory. That is my email address. So please send me email wherever you are so that I send you information regarding Ojukwu Memorial Day celebration this May on the 31st of May 2014. Last year we gave to encourage the Igbos all over the world to participate. And this year we are giving a scholarship for people. For people, for the Tampa, for the Tampa Bay, Florida, USA. For Ojukwu Memorial Day celebration, we are going to celebrate it. And you all know, you know the meaning of May. The May 1967 was the year after was declared. And this is why we are celebrating Ojukwu Memorial Day celebration on the 31st of May, the last Saturday of May. All of you should have gone to Tampa. Please send me your emails.
Yes.
My phone number is 813-843-4426. And that's what I use this opportunity to tell our people. I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. My island, I was in the island of
Your line is not very, my dear brother, your line is not very clear. Is that correct? It's not very clear. You may have to call us back again. But I think we got the gist of the whole thing. But one thing I'm concerned about is this. All this Ojukwu celebration. After that, then what happens next? That's what I understand. A lot of you came for Ojukwu celebration. Is that correct? They said when you did it, there was no way. Everywhere was packed. Is that correct? You were celebrating Ojukwu for what Ojukwu did. Is that correct?
Yes.
I don't get it. The reason why you came was what Ojukwu represented. Is that correct?
Yes.
What was that? Say, then why wouldn't they come out for Biafra then? After burying Ojukwu. It is the same inconsistency. That is why Africa is not developed. People are not disciplined. I've said it before. Before you can have light 24 hours a day, it takes discipline. The man that goes to the power station has to be there to take over from somebody from another shift before they can go. If one fuse goes, somebody, an engineer, has to be there to change it. If you come late to work, will you be able to change it? That says no. It takes discipline. We don't have perseverance and discipline. Because if we did, after Ojukwu's burial, it would have been a spur. After that, Chinua Achebe wrote a book. He should have little, no, but nobody cared. And then so what? From Ugha, what will you do? You say, oh, it's nothing. Oh, did you hear that Angoreka's family, they killed them? Eh, yeah, so we leave it in the hand of God. And you board plane and go back to where you came from. Next time it will be you. You know that. If you miss one, you get the other one. It's potluck. I told you, Boko Haram, by the time they finish with us, it will be too late. Way too late. Rocha Sokrocha is helping them. I got information from somebody that returned from Spain that Rocha Sokrocha is not even worth mentioning. We'll set an example with them. Let's go home now. I'll be home on the 30th. That's where I broadcast from for information. We are having a worldwide day of remembrance. You must remember the dead, not just the Ojukwu. Everybody, the same way you say, in fact, you should come out in greater number. On what you died. There are many gallant soldiers that fought and died that you may live. You must come out on the 30th to honor them. 30th of May, you will come out wherever you are to honor those people. They died for you. They gave you that name, Biafra. If you honor them, you will see what will happen in your life. This is Radio Biafra. And we must proceed. Please, go ahead. And by the way, is that Dr. Annie? Is that correct? Yes, the brother is letting us know. You have a brother in Milton Keynes. Is that correct? Sorry? Emeko Onyebuchi? Yes. Yes, he heard your voice. He said I should greet you for him. He's listening. He's from Milton Keynes. You know, we are not Pentecostal people. Nobody told us before. He's here. If you want, you can come and see it, please. You know, they tell them about the miracle. So when you come, they'll tell you all your family members before you sit down. He's here. He wrote from Milton Keynes. So we should greet you. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Brafans all over the world. Good evening, my fellow Brafans in Verona. Good evening, my fellow Brafans in London. Good morning to you in America. Good night to you in Malaysia. I say may God bless you all. Wherever you are, hearing the voice of the indigenous people of Biafra, I say may God bless you. May Chukwu Abiam bless you or wherever you are in the name of Chukwu Abiam. This evening, my brothers and sisters, I welcome you all and I stand here as the coordinator of Verona to say you all are welcome. The house is filled, and what we will try to do is to give an audience so that you will concentrate of whatever we are doing here this evening. Please, I wonder you, if you want to ask a question, there are some questions that is not honorable to ask on air. Please, you will...
No. They can ask anything. Anything they like, they can ask. Anything at all will answer you. Anything, any question. Please ask.
Okay, thank you, Director. You have heard from the Director of his office himself, so you are free to ask anything you want to ask. But as a coordinator, I have to do my job first. But the Director said, go on, I will go on. So thank you very much. The little thing I want to ship inside is now to tell our fellow brothers from Anioma, Aniocha, to understand that what we are doing here is for all of us. It's not for the only Igbos. We are Biafrans. We are brothers and sisters. Please, you have to give ear. If you don't give ear, you will not understand what is happening. I beg you all.
Thank you very much. Let's take this call. Give us a name of where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening, sir. Director, my name is Peter Elijie. I'm calling from a Cork. The coordinator of Cork in Ireland.
Yes, please go ahead. The world is listening.
In Ireland, Director. I am from Abba, in one of the local government area, in Imo State, Biafra land. Director, please, I don't have much to say, Director. I only want to tell you, Director. You know your tongue is blessed. Your mouth is blessed. God, God bless you, Director. That is why people call you prophet, but you don't know why they call you prophet. Your mouth is blessed. I don't want you to be saying that. You say it yesterday, you say it today again, that if you go and fall, you will not fall. Nobody will kill you. You will live and testify the goodness of God in the land of Biafra. Director, if my nerves, my body will weaken when you say, you will not fall, you will not die. Those who want to kill you, they will die for your sake. You will be there to listen. You will be there to see those people that you liberated. You will be there to see Biafra celebrate. You will die from Biafra. Nobody will kill you. Director, please, your mask is very, very good. Always make positive statements to yourself. I, Peter, will get cock or metal in telling you this. When you come to talk, I saw you, I know you're a man of God. Although you are not a pastor by title, that's why people call you prophet. Nobody tell them to call you prophet. But you're a man of God, because everything that your mouth, your tongue, whatever that come out of you is blessed. Whatever you say will happen. That's what God says, call them a said. If you say good, good will happen. If you say bad, bad will happen. If you curse you, that is why you everywhere is scattered. Director, please, my brother. I don't want to be hearing if you fall. You are not gonna fall. It makes us no good. Gaza will never be complete if you are not there. Director, please, my brother. That's what I want to say. God will protect you. God will guide you. Nobody will kill you. They will die for your sake. You will not die, director. God will bless you. My brother, stop saying that. He will kiss you. Please. I thank you, Gaza, all over the world. I thank those actively there. They are taking care of you. God will guide you. God will protect you. God will protect your family. God will protect your wife. That allow you to come and teach us, to give us knowledge, to tell us what happened that we don't know. For us to come and take what belongs to us. My brother, God will bless you in this earth, in heaven. You will not die before your time. They will not see you. Any evil stone they throw against you, you go back to them and return it back to them. Director, the one you said yesterday, cancel it in the name of Jesus. You will never come to pass. You will never fall. You will never fall, Director. God will bless you for this good work. Continue. Continue, Director. People all over the world is with you. Everybody is with you. We are praying for you in the morning, in the night. Director, always make positive statement, because your mouth is very, very holy. Your tongue is holy. I promise you. I know you know this. Please, sir. Thank you very much. And God bless all the people all over the world.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you too. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from Verona. And we will take about 5 minutes break. Only 5 to 10 minutes break. There are some things we wish to correct on our systems. Very, very important, please. Wherever you are, you must stay where you are and you must hold. You must get maybe yourself some refreshments. If you want to go to the loo, you can do so. And prepare your questions to ask. Prepare them to ask. Thank you very much. Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Once again, welcome you back. We do apologize for the short interruption. We had a very vicious attack via our IP address. That's what happened. But we recovered it, and we are up to you again. We are going back up to the world again. We are up and running. This is Radio Biafra. We did promise that we are unstoppable, and we are unstoppable, regardless of how many times they try to take down our website. Regardless of how many times they try to interrupt our live broadcast, we must continue to speak the truth. Somebody came here yesterday and asked a question and said, is this thing you're doing going home at all? This is the proof before our people here that they keep disturbing us. They don't want your voice to be heard. What we are saying is disturbing them a lot. So we must apologize. Please refresh your browser. Carol Monday put this on Facebook. This is where we said everybody must go onto Facebook. Tell them to just refresh their browser, please. We are back up and running again. Our system was viciously attacked and we've recovered it. And we are proceeding. We are going ahead. They will try to stop us, those agents of darkness, those people hell-bent on ensuring that we remain slaves forever, those who are responsible for you walking through the desert and swimming through the Mediterranean to get here. They are at work. But we shall overcome them. We have overcome them. And we shall continue to overcome them until Biafra comes. We cannot afford to retreat nor surrender. We are relentless. Relentless means we don't stop until we get Biafra. Our dear brother was saying something before. I wasn't being fortuitous.
I'm only trying to indulge our enemies. I'm only trying to tell them that something is greater than me, and that is Biafra. We want to let them know that our pursuit is fanatical, that Biafra must come or we destroy everything in our path. Starting from this year, Boko Haram is nothing compared to what we will do to them. Watch and see what will happen. We need you to do only two things. You'd volunteer yourself to come and fight with us, or you contribute towards the effort. That's what we are saying. And on the 30th of May of this very year, you will come out here in the city of Verona to honor those that died that you may live. That's all you owe them. And then you will see what you got here and will do. I have asked Dr. Justin Akujeza, and he told me, I said, how about our lamentation? He said that our lamentation is in October. He gave me a date. I rely on the spiritual guidance of Ekwenche to tell us what to do, the right time, the right calendar to do things. Everything we do is spiritual. We just don't get up in the morning and start running around and say, oh, Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. We are not a bunch of touts and criminals. We are educated men and women. When I mean educated, I mean highly educated. Not your normal education you get. Highly educated people. That is why we are the only media outfit on this earth with the full papers of amalgamation. That is why we can tell you where the word Biafra came from, where you come from as a people, the exact precise location from which you came from. That is why we'll tell you that Biafra is not a Portuguese name. Biafra has been existing as long as Ethiopia has been there. As long as you've had the Red Sea, you've had Biafra. Very ancient. Very old. So you are the children of the sun, the children of the light. That is why Ojukwu cleverly placed the rising sun on the black strip of our flag. They could have placed it anywhere else, because you bring light where there is darkness. That is what they don't like about you. You are the children of the sun, because we like the truth. Anywhere the sun shines, you see everything. That is why we love the truth. Nehinezi Okubundu. We must welcome you once again, and we must apologize for the intermittency in our transmission this evening. Just very slight, about 5-10 minutes, and we are up and running once again. Somebody wanted to say something before. I don't know if I rudely interrupted them, but we must continue. Does anybody here have something? There are a few people that came in. They will do us the honor of telling us who they are. Both male and female, this is Radio Biafra. I am not tired of saying I'm a Biafran. I am not a Nigerian. Nigeria as an entity does not exist. It is man-made. And in accordance with every man-made product, it has expired. The zoo has expired. It expired on the 31st of December in the year 2013. And they know it. Governments of the world acknowledge it. They know so. And that is why we are here, to restore our God-given country. We are not Yoruba people. We are not Hausa Fulani people. We are Biafrans, by which I mean Idoma, Ibo, Ibi, Biyo, Efik. Anang, for that matter, we are talking about Ijaw people, Urobo, Ishekiri. These are the family, and they know it. Only yesterday, the Urobos told Yorubas to go to hell. That they are not related. We can prove to you how any of these ethnic components are related. We can prove it to you that the only language there from time to come was Igbo. Every other language you speak is a derivative of Igbo language. Provable. Proof. With proof. They tell you you are not the same. Niger Delta. Minority Commission. That is the British for you. They try to deceive you. They try to lie to you. They try to tell you that you are not one, when indeed you are one. From one family, the same people. Nobody can divide us. If they want to go, they can go. But for us, we are marching relentlessly towards our restoration. Nothing can stop us. Ojukwu said it before, that the stones will fight. People misunderstood him. They didn't know what he was saying. He is saying that the fight, the fire for Biafra is unquenchable. That was what he meant. That as long as man walks the face of this earth, Biafra must exist. There will be Biafra. Not just in our hearts. I don't believe in Biafra of the mind and of the back and of the leg and of the shoulder. I believe in tangible Biafra, something physical and can be evidenced. A land where men and women are free before God and before man. Please go ahead. Yes, we had some people come in here. Their name and where they come from will suffice for us. If they have something to say, they may proceed to say it. We are Radio Biafra.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon, all Biafrans all over the world. My name is Nlebenchukwu Opaleke Eusebius. I came from Ozara Akukwa, Umuchu, in Aguata local government area of Anambra State, Biafra. Director, I want to thank you once again and say a hearty welcome to Verona again.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. We appreciate all you are doing. And at the same time, I want to thank my able coordinator, Mr. Festus Oloka, and his wife, Florence Oloka, because English language says that every successful man, there must be a good wife behind him. So I thank her also for her effort and her encouragement to her husband as he continued to lead us. And also, I want to seize this opportunity to thank also Ikemba One of Verona, Ugo Nwabeze, who supports this movement at all time, day and night. And also, Nana Lawrence, our secretary, who also works day and night to see that this the Biafrans in Verona, they are moving, and Obi Okoye and the rest of others, which I may not be able to mention their names now. So I want to seize this opportunity to thank all of you and encourage you to continue the race until we win the prize. Fellow Biafrans all over the world, I want to seize this opportunity also to encourage each and every one of us, no matter the situation you find yourself in this struggle, I want to tell you that you should not lose hope, that the God we are serving, he is with us. And I can tell you that the things we are doing today is not just something that just come up like that. It is God's plan. And this is the appointed time for us to come up and take what belongs to us. And that's why God made it possible for us today to gather here. If not, I can tell you that one thing or the other may happen. We cannot be here. But the fact that God has ordained it, that's why we are here. So I'm telling us that we should not shake, neither shall we be moved, no matter what may come across the line. So I want to once again thank our director here, whom God is using to enkindle again this light that's spent, sorry for using Italian language, that is off for long ago. And I can tell all that he is doing perfectly. And at the same time, I want to tell all that this initiative he took is something good and better that everybody that calls him or herself a Biafran have to emulate. We are talking about how to get what belongs to us. and him himself, our director, started the initiative by airing our views on the air through media. Each and every one of us, I knew of all over the world, were enjoying it. But I can tell all that there are many things that still remain to be done. Now, our director, in his wisdom, realized that through media, we can get any part of the world and get ourselves connected. That's very fine. That this initiative is very, very good. As he started it, we are enjoying it today. So the other things that remains to be done, that's area I want to go, and maybe I may not be able to name all of them. But I am imploring everyone to come out and bring your idea as director had brought out this initiative of airing our views and opinions on the air. So, also, each and every one of us who knows what to add in this movement or in this struggle can emulate him and contribute his own so that all of us will be marching forward. We know that ndi Igbo so anyuko mamiri onu agbo ofufu, and the English people say it that two heads is better than one. Two heads is better than one. So, dear brothers and sisters all over the world that hearing my voice at this point in time, I want us, all of us, to come up with our ideas. There are doctors, there are makers of laws, who are barristers, and there are engineers that are all over the world. So I'm encouraging each and every one of us to come out and bring all our ideas to see that this struggle we started this time, we have a successful end. Without wasting much of your time, what I want to chip in again is that we shall not only remain where we are only in media, or hoping that Radio Biafra is enough to solve all Nigerian Biafran problems. It can, but there are other things I believe that can help each and every one of us. So that when this time we know that Nigeria has been expired, then there are people we may need to go down to Nigeria or go to that Biafra to see that those papers they're supposed to sign, they didn't sign it and are absent, or sign it in a way that if we come there, we cannot be able to penetrate, or we cannot be able to get what we want. That's the only thing I want to ship this in. So that I'm calling each and every one of daughters and of Biafras and the men of Biafras to come out and join us in this struggle. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. Thank you. I would like to bring in the barrister. Barrister, man, are you with me?
Yes, Director, I'm with you fully, and I'm following what is happening. Director, yes, you had some kind of a breakdown some few minutes ago.
Yes.
And, of course, I was wondering what was going on. And being not only an engineer as well, you are the director, and you were able to fix. And now we are listening. Director, I want to revert back, if you like. I'm rewinding. Trying to go back from the news. Lamido Sanusi has been suspended. And remember, he retired in April. So his suspension does not make any meaning.
Exactly.
Because Jonathan reappointed one Yoruba woman. Again, it doesn't pull our hairs in any way.
And then the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram have announced those they will kill in their 28 minutes, nearly 30 minutes video, telling us how the zoo will collapse. I hope our people are listening. Because if it was said by Radio Biafra, then everybody would start panicking. We don't have gun. We never killed anybody. We don't have any weapon. All we have is Radio Biafra only. And the truth. And with this truth, that zoo will collapse. The British, I don't know if they have reversed and taken their vessel back from where they're coming from. They'll be wondering how we are able to see them. We are here in London, but we have our tentacles all over the world, monitoring what is happening and what is going on. Director, the die is cast. Every Tony and Harry are aware of what we are doing, and they know that we are not going nowhere. Director, I wouldn't want you to keep saying you'll be happy if people from the zoo kill you. Please stop saying that. Stop saying that you'll be happy if they kill you, because they have no right. Nobody has any right to kill anybody. Because when you say things like that, it upsets me. Please, stop saying things like that. Let them try it. Don't ask for it. Don't request for it. Nobody's got the right to kill anybody under this earth. Nobody created director. Nobody created anybody except God himself, Chukwu Abiyama. And that's the only person we look up to. Even if they try killing you, they will kill themselves. Well, let nobody will tempt your life. And nobody will ever try. Very close. Because the prayer the Afrians give to you all over the world is paramount. As a result, don't wish anything onto yourself, because you've been shielded already. Director, I don't know if I'm making a meaning.
You are, of course you are. You are making
Because I'm
sense.
Having some echo feedback at me.
Yes,
so
you will. No,
here.
No, because you're calling you to echo because of the hall that we're in. We are in a hall with a very, can I say, acoustic bearing. Let's put it that way. The acoustics.
No wonder, because the Biafra who spoke 2 minutes ago, in fact, sounded like he was in a conference. This is Radio Biafra. We are not conferencing. Director, in reality, what we are saying here is everybody should stand up, be awake. We sing the same song on a daily basis, but what is happening in the zoo is too much. Killing. Boko Haram have reinforced what they are doing. And our brother, Goodluck Jonathan, somebody was telling me that Goodluck Jonathan's dad is a Hausa man. Or maybe he was born in the north. Remember Zeke? Zeke was born in the north. Remember Aguirosi? Aguirosi was born in the north. Director, most of all these people are born in the north. And as far as they were born there, their character will be completely different from the homegrown people. Just like director would tell me that he was born and brought up at home. But I myself was not born at home. I was born in the zoo. But I still have the etiquette of somebody who was born and brought up in Owerri land. You see? I don't behave like those who are born abroad. Director, somebody's character, check their upbringing. Check where they were born. And then you can easily judge it. Most of all these people who are purporting to be controlling things have a relationship with the Northerners. They have a relationship with the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. That is why they don't know the difference. Killing their people is easy for them. You suppose not to kill nobody. As far as we cannot make life, as far as we cannot make human beings. But the rest of we have issued warnings. We've issued notices. We are going home. We are less concerned what is happening in Biafra, in the zoo. What is our business is what is happening in Biafra land. Rocha Sokrocha has lost quite a lot of numbers in Owerri land. I made a comment on Facebook last night. Most of his people, he believes that they will support APC. They have all decamped. They are no longer supporting APC. APC director, I have to bring this to your notice. And I was congratulating the Owerri people. They have acted as the Owerrians. Nobody told them not to, but they know, as one for the citizens of Owerri, they have moved away from APC. And I said to them, well done. You cannot carry on to support what has killed you? Gowan is there. And Rochas Okorocha is welcoming Gowan, who killed nearly 4 point something million men, women, unarmed. Most of all these killings happened in market squares. Director, they supposed to the aircraft DC-10. The Americans supported and kept quiet. They don't want to fly. They don't want to die. They send the Egyptians. And now they are reaping their own just deserve. That is what is happening in Egypt. They have never had any rest since they mold and kill all their friends. They are suffering now. Britain brought their vessel to come and supervise for the sake of oil. Anything free, they love it. We say no more. Even if they have 20 frigates in our sea, we will bulldoze everything. My happiness, we've told them. We are not hiding our movement. We are not hiding our exit. We are telling them we are going home. And quite rightly, because we have not been treated well wherever we run to. Director, I hope I'm making sense is what I'm talking here.
A lot of sense, Barrister, I'm following you very closely.
I just want to make sure my voice is coming through.
Very
because
clear.
We have
loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Who they don't want Biafra to exist. All they want us to do is Islamize us, you know, under Islam. If you are stealing, I don't make noise. I always go to you and say, Director, can you please give me something? As far as you give me maybe 1 or 2 naira, I'm happy with it. Tomorrow I'll come to you. Rank a day lifestyle. We are not those people. Biafran men, women are created to be independent. We have our sense of reasoning. We have the capacity to rule any nation, but yet we are subservient to our own community. We are Republicans in nature. We don't believe in worshipping human beings. Bend down and say, yes, so that you give me. If you upset a Republican Biafra man, he'll tell you, destroy whatever you have in feeding me, because we believe in the truth. We believe in accuracy of knowledge. We don't believe in hearsay. We don't believe in secondhand information. We are the direct descendant, God's creation. And we cannot be substituted for anything else. Director, when I talk like this, I go overboard. Let me have a break and then carry on following what you're saying.
Of course.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of Barrister Man Mezu, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law in the UK. He is not practicing in the zoo. He is a barrister, not a solicitor in England and Wales. That is where he practices. For those who don't know, we are telling you that we have learned men and women in our ranks. People who are blessed, those who are dedicated to this very service. Dedication is the key. Dedication to the service of your country is key. Very important to us. We have people that came in. We want them to speak. 2 minutes each, because a lot of people are calling. We're not even taking any calls today. They will speak. When you speak in this very hall now, the whole world will hear your voice. They will know who you are, and if you're lucky, one or two of your relatives will be listening. And if they have access to the new media, then they will be able to ask us to acknowledge you. This is Radio Biafra, please. You may proceed.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Obiora Okoye. I am from Ugbo, Indunukovia local government area of Anambra State, formerly in the zoo, but now in Biafra land. We stayed with our director yesterday, and I want to tell my brothers and sisters all over the world, fellow Biafrans all over the world, that our director is okay with us, that there is no problem. Our director is bouncing. So, I want to repeat what I said yesterday, because today I don't want to make a long speech, because I want to give chance so that others, those that didn't come here yesterday, will have chance to air their own view. I hope that my fellow Biafrans all over the world understood what I said yesterday. And I want to repeat one or two things that I said yesterday. I said that the name of Nigeria, the zoo is too, is not normal, is not in the appropriate name for that, that country. Because to go with the evidence of how things are happening there, we find out that that place is not a zoo, but is a game reserve. Because the zoo is more organized. In zoo, lions are being kept in a different place, antelopes in a different place, dogs in a different place, so that the lion will not eat the other weak animals. But it happened that in Nigeria, as a game reserve, both lion, leopard, antelope, goat, all are mixed up together. And the lion is eating up all the weaker animals. And the weaker animals in the zoo are the poor Nigerians, the poor people in the zoo. And the lions are our politicians, called elite, Igbo politician, Yoruba politician, Hausa politicians. They are all wild animals. So I want to please to our director that we will change this name zoo to game reserve, because Nigeria to me is a game reserve. That what perturbs me so much is that whenever I go to that zoo, immediately I get to the airport, I find out that I am really in a game reserve, because Yoruba people have turned the Muritala Muhammad International Airport as their own kitchen, their own toilet, everything. Somebody will stay, walk in the airport, sleep in the airport, bath in the airport, clean mat in the airport, as if it is their own private business. So, as I said earlier, because we have a lot of people here, I'm annoyed, as I said. I don't know where to start. But what I'm saying is that I'm calling on people of Verona to come up in mass, so that we support this Biafra. We support this our struggle, that will enable us to go back to our land because our land is where we have hope. We know what our problem here, that we are not of this land. No matter what we invest here, no matter whatever we do here, we still strangers. So I'm telling to all all Biafrans scattered all over the world, you in America, are you in Europe, whatever, wherever you are, let us join hands and achieve this Biafra. I thank my director, and I thank Barrister Mezuo, I thank our Lord Lokaro Monde, I thank our coordinator of all coordinators, Kechukwu Nyago. I thank all of you and say more grace to Yabo. I thank our national coordinator here in Italy, our national coordinator, Michael Ilanya, and I thank my Ebo coordinator of Verona, Mr. Festus Uloka. I thank you all. I say God bless you. Long live Biafra.
Thank you very, very much. Does anybody please give the microphone, please? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Before we take the calls, go ahead.
Can I?
No, of course, go ahead,
okay,
please.
Okay, please, I would like to ask a question.
Go ahead.
I don't know, apart from we, Biafrans, what other, if we have other international supporters behind us, because as they said, an ant cannot live in a hole. So if you can explain.
Yes.
My name is Ebuche Okechukwu.
Okechukwu Ebuche, thank you very much. If there are international supporters, there is a saying where we come from, at least you get the support of Ndibo here in Verona first before we go international. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Isn't it necessary? Then you then give us the power. Because if we go to international and say we've been here, you ask me who sent you. Is that correct? That's what you will ask me. So we get the Igbos here in Verona first. We get the other people, the just the Efiks, the Bibios. We get them to agree first. Then we meet international people. Is that correct? Because if we go now to meet them and they ask me who gave me the mandate, what do you think I will tell them? Who sent me? They'll ask me who sent you. That is why we are here preaching this gospel, getting all of you together. We are making serious inroads. We have contacted every major government of the world. All of them, we've told them. We are registered at the United Nations. MASOP is not there. Do you know that? Indigenous people of Biafra, we are the only people answering to Biafrans at the United Nations. Go and do the search yourself. We have done amazing things. If we do not have international recognition, how then was it possible when we came that the word Biafra be recognized as a proper noun? If you spell it with a small b, it corrects itself to a capital B. Was that happening before we came? Only because Chukwu Abiam had determined that we should come. Not by our strength. What we demand from our people is dedication to service of your country. If you serve your country will honor you. That is why on the 30th of May of this year, we shall honor them. And then the world here in Verona, they will look for you. Maybe you can represent us here and tell them that you want Biafra. We have done a lot of work. The Italian government is aware of what we are doing. Every government of the world. And if we don't have international support and recognition, why is it that the Italian government registered the indigenous people of Biafra? Not of Nigeria, of Biafra here. What other recognition? Is it when they allow us to put Biafran flag beside their own flag? We know. They have given us every tool. They have given us every instrument to go and legitimately pursue what is rightfully ours, and that is the freedom of our people. And that's what we're here to do. I don't know if I answered your question. Thank you very much. Thank you. Next, please. Next.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Charles Ani from Enugu State, residing here in Verona for quite a long time. I am very, very pragmatic, and I am a very good listener. You see, from today's issue, I saw that not only today anywhere, a lot of praises, a lot of thanks. You don't need to thank him. He is playing his role as a director. He is a man full of passion. And you cannot do anything. Nobody has achieved anything without not being passionate about it. So this is a Biafran icon, man. He is a Biafran what? Icon. There's no need praising him. So the point I want to raise is this. In this struggle, there is nothing bad for asking for your rights. Is it a crime? It's never a crime. Nobody can change your name. If you answer Mr. Okonkwo, they cannot change it to Mr. Medugri. Nobody should be afraid of that. Talking of killing, killing because of what? Because you want to have your right. Let me tell you one thing. Poverty is not only something that is connected with income. When you deny a person his fundamental rights and dignity, it means you've reduced him to poverty. That is one. In the other side of unity, this unity, I don't believe that in the indigenous people of Biafra there is anything like disunity. It does not exist. If anybody is telling you that, he's blowing a big balloon.
That's correct.
I will tell you one thing. The Biafra is in the bloodstream of all the whole Biafrans. It's just like when you plant a leaf in the hot weather. When later you go to, you know, leave it for some time and later you pour water on it, it will just, you know, sprinkle up in that way. It means it's waking up. So, Biafra, in the sense of Biafra, when you hear that name, Biafra, there is some significance, sentiment it gives to you. I will give you one example. What happened to me 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, I was with a friend, my collaborator, you know, we were going to the railway station to pick up a friend. As we were moving, there were a cluster of African people, about 10 or 11 of them. They were all there, you know, talking about their problems and jiving talks and all that. So along the line, I said, let me put an experiment. As I was passing closer to them, I said, Biafrans. Five of them turned like that. And they just gave me a junk, you know, this. I was so surprised. So with me, the Biafrans are everywhere. You find them everywhere. So I wouldn't like to take you so long. I have a very important issue, an important question to ask. Because if we start talking about Biafra today, if we continue talking about Biafra, it comes from the heart, man. You talk and talk and talk and get tired. You cannot, you know, finish talking. So, my question to go straight, which is very, very important to this issue. We've been talking about histories of Biafras and inventions and news. But now, we have to move to the direct positions, which I don't know the area we've all gone to. My question is this. There are three fundamental issues that has a very strong background for any revolution and freedom of a human being. So, Director, this will go directly to you, or to whomever, to you directly, because I'm seeing you directly. The question is this. If the, let me place it in this way. Do we have what standard we've gone, or the strategic points that has been followed economically, academically, and politically? That is, what point has the option that has been adopted that is compatible with our cause of freedom?
Yes.
It is very, very important, Director, in the sense that I always believe that if there is a proposal, there must be a solution. We don't have come here to only talk and talk and go home. We have to give proposals and solution. So, I have to stop in this point because I don't want to go much further.
Yes, I will answer your question.
Yes.
I've tried to write them down as well so I can follow them accordingly. Basically, what you're asking is, what is our modus operandi? What are the grand designs and the grand plans we have? And what have we been able to accomplish so far, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
The first thing we did is to unite our people all over the world. It has never happened before, has it? The first thing you need to do is to raise awareness for Biafra. Not any Biafra, not any crude Biafra, but to explain to your people to understand why Biafra is the only option. In other words, what we are doing now is the most critical phase of the struggle to sensitize and to unite people around something. Because if you put two things together, when man or woman come together, something binds them. That is love. Is that correct? When two people come together in a meeting or in a gathering in pursuit of whatever ideal it is, something must bind you together. What should bind us together as a people is our ancient way of doing things, which is the truth. Eziokwu. If you get Biafran people to recognize the truth and to adhere to the truth at all times, regardless of the consequences, then you will save your people. Because I was born and raised in the village. You have to start from what makes you the people you are. Because when the Hausa Fulani came with the help of the British, they destroyed what made you very formidable. Your respect for certain traditions and virtues, which is the truth. If you remove the truth from an Igbo man or from a Biafran, they become worthless. That is why we in Nigeria, which hasn't got the truth, an Igbo man is a savage. They would do anything to get money, including sacrificing their grandmother, their mother, their child. You call it Ogwego. So if you now bring the truth and allow people to coalesce around the truth, you bind them together with something that is irreducible. Because the truth is the same in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, year after year. It doesn't change. That is what we are doing. Because the Hausas have an edge over you, including the Yorubas. How many media does the Yorubas control? Over 28. How many do you have? You have none. The Hausas have the benefit of BBC Hausa Service, VOA Hausa Service, Deutsche Welle Hausa Service, Chinese Radio Hausa Service, France 24 Hausa Service, Russia Radio Hausa. I'm talking about shortwave all over the world. When you see a malam that carrying a small radio, is that correct? You need a place to distill ideas and to coalesce ideas that gives you your national identity and consciousness. That is why your media is critical. Consciousness to distill, to understand. That is the number one thing we have done. To make sure that we have a voice to project to the world. The second thing we did is to bombard everybody with the issue of Biafra, to the point that even Washington Post started to worry. We made Biafra to be noticed to an extent that you can no longer ignore it. Up to the point that I don't want to mention some countries, we don't want to put them into trouble. But we are working very hard. That is number one. Media is number one. Second is that we are going home to chase away all the bad people. Number three is that we confront our enemies. Only three steps. And if it came to fighting, we are going to fight and we're preparing for that as well. Please go ahead.
Yes. This is a very good, I got your points. The 2 points, you've touched just now. But I was on trying to raise up, when I said academical, why did I say academical? Academical strategies and tactics has to be applied. It is very, very necessary. Economical strategies and tactics has to be applied. Political strategies has to be applied too. Why? We were talking of Zanesus, that is the man in the central bank, has been removed. Mm-hmm. We talked of the general who was controlling the army that was removed. There is a way, the tactics, the political I'm talking about is that. There must be penetration. There are all ways to get into that. Academically, we have to start from these elementary schools. They are strategies. We have to get into that. And start, from the villages, from the cities. We have to penetrate into that. There are strategies to get into it.
Can you tell us those strategies? It's important we learn, because here you teach us also, so we learn.
All right.
Go ahead.
The strategies, for example, in the academically, we go into the school. Infiltration of our members, infiltration of the Biafrans, the indigenous people of Biafrans, who understand what is called Biafrans. The teachers, you lecture them. You lecture the children. What is the meaning of Biafra in the elementary schools, in the villages, and in the cities? You start there educating them to know what is called Biafrans and where we're going to, both the teachers. The same thing in economics, that is economical. In economical, which is called the business area, which is the Igbo man. You know, sometimes people confused. When I mention the unity of a thing, some people will say the Igbo people are not united. People are making a very big mistake, because there's conflict between capitalism and birth belonging. The Igbo man is a self-independent man.
We'll come to that in a minute, because when we follow something, we want to go to a logical conclusion.
Yes, I want to come to it. I'm coming to it.
Yeah, you mentioned infiltration. We want to deal with the infiltration of the education system.
Okay.
When we finish with that, when we go to the next one, so we can follow it line by line.
All right. The infiltration in the schools. What do I mean by that? Starting with the teachers.
Are we going to retrain them?
No, we are not retraining. We start to retrain. What I mean by infiltration is that when, for example, it's not something I have to define here, because it's a strategy. There's no need trying to explain to you how the strategy has to take off. But it's a strategy. I'm only posing on it.
I agree with you. But we'll do that when we get Biafra. And I will tell you why it's impossible now. I said it the other time, didn't I? That education will be the most critical sector once we get Biafra. Mm. That our investment in education will far outweigh and outstrip any other sector, because we'll be miseducated for very many years. I said that. Mm. If you try to do that in Nigeria, it won't work. And I will tell you why it won't work.
Why?
The Commissioner for Education... Let's say Imo State, for example, is an Islamic state as we speak. What are you going to do in an Islamic state? Will they allow you to teach your children in the fashion that you want? The answer is no. Somebody has to approve the book. Because I can't walk into a class and begin to teach children about Biafra or their history without referencing it onto a book. Who is going to approve the book that who has written? I will also put it to you very, very clearly, please, because this is important. When I was small, I went to Library Avenue Primary School in Omaha, which incidentally was, as they were saying, those is a very posh primary school. If you speak Igbo language, they beat you in the school. They used to laugh at those of us that grew up in the village that speak Igbo. Is that correct? If you go to a primary school right now, they speak French, German, Danish, Italian. Only one language is missing. Igbo language, or Ibibio language, or Ijaw language. Not because the Commissioner for Education doesn't want to introduce it, but because the parents want their kids to speak like the Oyibo. So the problem we have, my dear brother, is we have an education system that told their children that your history starts from 1960. There is no history of the war. They don't tell children that 3.5 million of them were killed. You cannot change it, because every governor you have in Biafra land, in Igbo land, is there doing the bidding of those of them from the north. Believe you me, as a governor, if we go to that, make it the governor of your state, any day you dare get up and say, I want to revive the learning of Biafra in schools, I give you 7 days, you'll be impeached. You get away from office immediately. Yeah. Nobody can stop that.
because you live in a society where there is no truth, where money reigns. They will bring a lot of money and give to the Speaker of the House. They bring a lot of money and give to those around them. They will impeach them. Why was Ngige removed? Ngige was removed because he was developing Anambra at a pace that people were getting worried in Abuja. He rigged election. Yes, we know that very, very well. How many of them did not rig election? They all rigged election. I never supported Ngige then. Our leader, Dimod Megwojukwu, came with Chekwa Sokolie and Peter Obi. In fact, at a point, I was the ABGA chairman in the whole of Europe. We campaigned for ABGA very seriously to win in Anambra. We campaigned ceaselessly. When Ngige got in, he was building roads. They said, this man, if we leave him, he will be like another Mbakwe. Get him out of there. The same thing that we said to them, if you try to build an industry in Biafra land, you can experiment tomorrow morning. Go and put in a container load of machinery to build a factory there to employ more than 50 people. You will not clear it from the wharf. It is a deliberate policy. Deliberate from Abuja, before that from Lagos, to keep you and your children in the dark. If you try to infiltrate the schools, it will take you the next 50 years to do so. And we only have less than 2 years. So we don't have that type of time. That is why we're using Radio Biafra to educate, to accelerate that very process. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Director. Yes, I'm not trying to say, what you're saying is, you're saying the right thing. But the problem is, I am not talking about the government channel. Creating a private channel, because there are private schools being approved in Nigeria today. And with that sense, the penetration can come in gradually. It does not take under one day quite all right to penetrate the society and change the society. I remembered some years back here, I will tell you with my own experience here in overseas, especially in this city. I've lived in this city for more than 35 years. And I remember there's a political party they call the Lega North, how they started. They penetrated into the society of the Northerners. I knew how they were doing it, walking from one apartment.
Conversing.
Going to one apartment. If people are having in a flat of five or six or seven places, seven apartments, they are having problem, they penetrate there to keep peace. Penetrating, talking with people, changing the people's mind gradually.
Where did this happen?
Here in the north.
Where there is electricity.
I understand that, Director. No. You're correct.
Where there is water.
You are correct.
Where people, I'm coming.
Then we have to walk. We have to walk under our own
condition.
Under our own condition. We don't have to imitate the Westerners. We have to walk on our own condition.
Yes, but I'm telling you something. You see, the zoo calling itself Nigeria is like an anaconda. It strangles everything it touches, and you'll be shocked to hear this. After Dr. Michael Okpara, the only head of state or president of the zoo with the finest economic plan was Babangida. Do you know that? Babangida assembled a group of economists, and they drew up the finest economic policy ever to industrialize, to make the zoo better. Even the person he sent to the post office to go and post one of the letters to a professor ate the money for the stamp. The professor did not get the letter. Do you know there's a man called Professor Adegoke, investor of IFE, that said he will use his nuclear rubbish to produce rice? He knows him. What happened? He said, I want to mobilize the professor. They gave him 10 million in those days. He ate the money. Aqua professor in university. The citadel of knowledge. You compare like with like. The way life is on the outside is not the same in a game reserve, where if you put out your head, they will cut it off. Why is, you are telling me to take this plan, this wonderful plan, to a people that changed the president of the Senate how many times? The only people. Is that correct? Evans Emwerem Chibu Okadigbo. Is it Payos Anyim? Is it Mwabara? Am I right or wrong? My dear brother, the only thing that can save us is Biafra.
You have been here for 35 years. Others have been here for 20, 25, 30 years. The only thing that can save us and return us home is Biafra. Because even the children you have here, they are going to be in very serious trouble. I asked our dear brother, what happened to the slaves that built the small coliseum we saw in Verona a while ago? Where is he? Give him a microphone. He will tell us the name of where they killed all the black people that built Italy. Where they killed?
In Arena.
They killed them, didn't they?
Yes, they threw them. They threw to a lion, and the lion grabbed them.
After building their place. And the history has a way of repeating itself. You're telling me that as a grown-up man, you're very happy. Every day your child comes back, you're asking them, oh, was the teacher racist to you at school? You don't even know when your child is brainy or not. Because if your child fails a subject, the first thing is, oh, maybe because the teacher is white. Am I right or wrong? You don't know, you can't even gauge the academic performance of your child. You don't know if your child is doing well or not. Because everything you do is through the prism of racism. You cannot think clearly. They came to our place, took us, we built all these things, went to the quarries and hewn stones from the quarry, came out and built it. Do you know the funniest thing? You are now begging them to come back and sweep the same arena they killed your people. So you can eat and send money to the village. That is a very deplorable, despicable, and shameful position to be in. The thing with us is that we don't have any shame. If we had honor and shame, myself included, we won't be here. We go home and build it. There is no law that says that the same physics that gave birth to electricity here will not work in Africa. Is there any law that says that? But you can't do it because you lack discipline. Because you cannot focus on one thing for a very long time. We have Tweet Tuesday. He's asking us to go to schools, and I agree. Tweet Tuesday, we tweeted the first day all over the world. Journalists, we are complaining, Biafra, Biafra, everywhere. Stop, leave me alone. The next week, the number went down. Next week, the number went down because of people like America Wonder. And that was why Wazirike got you and deceived you. You want somebody to lie to you before you can believe them. You don't like the truth. If I say to you, Biafra is hard work, we need to work very hard, this place will empty. But if I say to you now, Biafra will come next week Thursday at 2:30 in the morning, prepare yourself now for government, you start jumping up and down, but it's impossible to do. Do you know that is why we are superstitious people? Why you go to Pentecostal churches? Because you don't like hard work. So if you go and my pastor prays, God will bless me. Do you know that? But it's a lie. Did God bless this house to fall from heaven, or did men build it? Only in Africa. Superstition. You kneel down and one imbecile will pray for you and everything will be well with you. What utter garbage. Why didn't they pray for you to develop wings and fly from the zoo to Italy? Why not? We love to be deceived. African black people, they are lazy mentally. They love to be deceived. They can't work hard. That is why they never built a house with a stone. Do you know that? We did not build any house with a stone apart from Zimbabwe. The great Zimbabwe. And with the exception, the great Manelek Cathedral at Actum. The rest is mud from the ground. When they came, they gave you sand and cement and you built houses. You did not use a rock to build a house. Please go ahead.
Director, let me conclude. Yes, that's so what I'm just trying to say, however, in every this thing, there must be a proposal and solution, because we must move ahead, and there must be a strategic tactics to follow to win this battle.
Join them, they will tell you. We have one. We can't say it on air. No. If you come to them, they will tell you.
This is why I said I never wanted to say so many things.
Yes.
However,
he will brief you.
It is very, very important. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you very much. Very incisive question. Does anybody else have questions to ask? And we must also go to our line as well. A lot of people are calling us. Please go ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening, good people of Biafra. My question goes to this because I have only two questions to ask.
Go ahead.
Somebody asked about the international recognition, and the answer, I couldn't get the answer. Okay. My name is Chid Akabeze from Abia State.
Yes.
Biafra.
Thank you.
So, somebody talk about, somebody asked about international recognition.
Yes, recognition, yes.
Because I know that this mazop of a thing comes in light about 14 years ago.
That's correct.
And since 14 years ago, Biafra have been booming in a place like Biafra. Because I know that they have stepped up a day once a year, they have a Biafran day.
Yes.
And every child, every son and daughter of Biafra observes Biafran day.
Who said so?
In Biafra.
Who said so?
I observe it. Because the first time that the Biafran day in Biafra was being introduced, both the governors and the students, they all observe it. What somebody asked about international recognition.
Yes.
Since that the Mazov comes on board, what have we achieved and what is the way forward?
Thank you. I'll answer you. First of all, by saying that we are not Mazov. Very clearly, we are not, because we are not a bunch of criminals. We don't speak with from both sides of the mouth. We are consistent. That is number one. And number two, where is the letter again? What other international, is Italy an international country? Is it an international country? Yeah?
Go ahead.
What is the meaning of the dictionary? What is the dictionary meaning of the word recognition? Is to acknowledge that something exists. Is that correct? Then do we then take it that Italy has recognized us to exist? Is that correct? Is here now written in Italian. Is that correct? That you can meet, you can hold meetings, you can have your rally. You can even make charity contributions to Biafra. Does it hold? That in Italy today, they know the people called Biafra. Is that correct? By virtue of this document? You see, what we don't need to confuse is this. There is something called diplomatic recognition. There is something called de facto recognition. You have de facto recognition. You will get diplomatic recognition when people know that you are serious. As you said, it's booming. You know something that is booming is trade. Ahiana, as I say that now, Ahiokreka is booming now. We have not been serious. There has been Biafra for 14 years, but we are not serious people. It's only now that we are beginning to wake up to be serious, to do the right things at the right time. And only now has it been necessary to register Biafra all over the world. International recognition. But we are the UN. I don't know who else has to recognize us anymore. And we have a paper. Where is it? The United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People is here. Where they tell you in black and white that as an indigenous person, you have every right. United Nations, which Nigeria is a signatory to, by virtue of the accent given by the AU, Africa Union. It is here. So what other international recognition do you need? It is for you to go back and do the work. It is like asking for a certificate without writing exam. Is that possible? You have to read now, write exam, before you get a certificate of recognition. They cannot give you diplomatic recognition unless you are serious about your full sovereignty. I don't know if I've answered the question.
Okay. One thing I want to ask again. As you said that Mazop and Biafra are different things.
They are not different. Mazop is a group. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. We are the citizens of Biafra. We are not a group. We are a family, not a group.
Because like what you said now, I know that a man like Owazirike was the leader of Mazop. And today, with what you are explaining now, you are telling me that there is a little slice, because you said that the Mazop are a bunch of criminals.
Very clear and straightforward.
Okay. So, there's no need of going too far. So, I think maybe, let me sit down.
No, you can ask questions.
Ask more questions.
Please do.
Questions to ask.
Please ask more questions, because it is very, very necessary As we say where we come from, the reason why our land has decayed, where if you go home you are afraid of kidnappers, is because we cannot accept the truth. Truth is very, very painful. We must learn to accept it. The fact of the matter is that you cannot be pursuing Biafra and at the same time going to Jonathan and bringing peace and unity in Nigeria. It's not possible. It is not possible. If you want Biafra, you go for Biafra. If you want Nigeria, you go for Nigeria. Please give him the microphone.
Good morning, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Chinedu Amajoy from Umudroha Amibo, Wangre local government area, Imo State of Biafra. First and foremost, I use the opportunity to thank the director of Biafra Broadcasting Corporation and those that are the coordinator in Verona here, in the person of Festus Uloka and his companies. My brothers and sisters, I would like to go straight to my point. No need to waste time, because this issue of Biafra, I'm much interested on that. But the problem is that sometimes they say that who will bear the cat, as our English people used to say. But I see it like it seems that sometimes the Biafrans don't want to bear the cat. That is why we remain behind. And I would like to go like this, because without history, there will be no event. Our forefathers have played their own role for this Biafra issue, and today we are still continuing saying Biafra, Biafra, Biafra without making any move. I'm starting today to say and borrow the word a barrister said from London. I don't know his name.
Emam Mezu.
Barrister. Emam Mezu. He said that broadcasting Biafra on air is good, but it's not the ultimate. There are other things that we have to put on table. And the director also contributed his own words to us, saying that we lack truth and sacrifice. I also brought that point too, because for us to stand as a Biafra, we have to say truth to ourselves and also contribute one thing to Biafra, because we have to sincerely think what we will sacrifice for Biafra, because without sacrificing, I don't think that Biafra will stand. Because let me draw our mind backward. Because this life that we are living today, somebody paid for that. That is why we are living today. In the name of Jesus Christ, he died and gave us life. And today we are enjoying the life. So without somebody to pay for the price, I don't think that Biafra will stand. So I stand tonight and tell my fellow brothers and sisters, let's go home and think what we will do for Biafrans. So that Biafra will stand. Because it's not to standing here and talk and talk and talk. After talking, we go back and remain where we are. Go back to Nigeria. All skyscrapers you can see in the four corners of Nigeria is owned by Biafran people. Why can't we put it together and think how we make that Biafran a reality? That is what I have for us today. May God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. Please, there are people that want to speak. The lady as well, can you please come to the fore? Come forward, please, and sit down. And yes, please. Yes, please sit down. Sit down there so that after you can speak. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Ebu Coordinator. My name is Eugene Umemmo from Anambra State, Ibuku, under Agwata local government.
Agwata.
Biafra.
Thank you.
You see, each time I hear Biafra, it keep giving me worried. Do you know why?
No.
We have fought for, our forefathers fought for it. But there was, our fathers, there was nothing to write about. When the Biafra come up again, they do come my store, Festus Onloka, the coordinator of Verona. Each time when he come, he print papers and he drop in my shop as in hand being to give orders. I keep on asking myself, this Biafra, how are we going to make it? But I'm standing here before the full of Biafrans to tell the Biafrans that we can do that.
He say,
do you know why?
He say,
immediately I got here and he sits down, start try to listen to what our coordinator is saying. And I see there is truth of it, the director. The only thing I want to tell the Biafrans, we need courage and the bold to come out. What we are thinking, for my own personal thinking, what can we do for Biafra, not what Biafra can do for us.
You see?
And we have to stand strong to believe on ourselves, not to leave it the way we are just saying it on the air. After that, it died that way. Please, personally, Jin Ume is supporting the Biafra, whichever way they want it. I will stand by fighting, by peace, whichever way they can do it. I will be there. And I provide myself to force to go to Nigeria. Because this place, we live like animals. Where we have our own God's own country that God has blessed for us. We leave it and come this country to suffer here and there. If, believe me, the Biafrans, anywhere you go, it's only the Igbos, the Biafrans. You don't even see other people travel the way we travel.
Nobody.
Why? Because of the humiliation, the northerners, and the waste they've given to us. Imagine we are the importers in Nigeria. But we, do we have wharf?
No.
Do we have a port?
No.
So, my dear beloved, we should come out openly and hold this thing. Don't let it go like others are going. Please, we should come in mass and know how we can help ourselves to get this nation called Biafra. Thank you, our able coordinator and the president.
Thank you very much and God bless you. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yo, good evening, the coordinator. Are you hearing me?
We can hear you loud and clear. You can go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Nnamdi Kanu, we thank you so much.
I'm not a doctor. I'm a mister. Maze.
Maze Nnamdi Kanu, we thank you so much for the work you are doing for the Biafrans all over the world.
Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Kenneth Ndubeze Umesurobi. I'm from Ohaji Ebema, local government.
Now, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pakistan.
From
Pakistan.
What did our brother say now? What did he say now? That we are everywhere, even Pakistan. Yeah. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you because, you know, most of our brothers, they are fearing. But at least I witnessed one or two things when I was in Libya. I went to Libya, I know what I saw. And I know the kind of things we made up of. I know many Nigerians who travel from Mediterranean Sea, out of 100, maybe only 50% is succeed. The other 50, all of them died. And even those who are traveling from desert, they still lost their life while you have a better place. Like in Pakistan here, we used to encourage most of our brothers, come out, stop fearing. Because anything that even happened to a man, I don't want my son to continue living the kind of life I'm living today. And thank God, tomorrow we are trying to convert our Ohanaeze Ndigbo here to be a Biafran community.
Yes,
and tomorrow we have a meeting. So let Biafrans in Pakistan, those in Islamabad, those in Lahore, they will come out in mass. Then we do our meeting. I will put heads together. And the most important thing is this. I'm taking our brothers in Italy, the way they are doing, the way they treat you, the way they come out in mass. So may God of Chukwu Abiyama continue to bless them in hundreds of ways in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes, amen. People are blessing you in Verona, in Italy. Just by virtue of the fact that you're here, people listen to you and they bless you. And they tell us that we are not united. Who told you? Do I know you before? Do I know you people before? And they say we are not united. Who fed them that crap and garbage? Nonsense. Who told you? will surprise them this year. Please, my dear sister, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Let thanks and praises be given to God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let thanks and praises be given to God in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let thanks and praises be given to God now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Holy, 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 merciful Father. My name is Juliet Mba. I think I am the one they have been hearing her name for long everywhere.
Yes.
And people have been doubting, asking about me. They are looking the way, checking the way to keep me down. But I am here today. Everyone has seen me now. Everyone has seen me. You see, I am a personal. Oh no. Am I not a person?
You are. You are a person.
I'm a person. So I think those people who are looking, who are checking the way to keep me down, should know that if men are going to fight with bullets, I, Juliet, will not fight with bullets, but I will fight them spiritually with the name of my Holy Father, Olumba Olumba Obu.
Yes.
Now and forevermore.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Yes. We are fighting them everywhere we can, even through Olumba Olumba. Anywhere we can get them. We fight them. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are. We are in Verona in Italy.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. You will give me your name and where you are, please.
Yes, and this is Chukwemeka Ojukwu from France. I don't know if you allow me to talk to
you. Of course, I'll allow you to speak, but you give me only 2 minutes. You speak very well, of course. I welcome it. Only 2 minutes. You're calling from France. Go ahead, please.
Yes,
go
I'm
ahead.
Calling from France, yeah. Please, there is something I want you to correct, please. Because the guy that called you from U.S. and that was talking about the memorial of Ojukwu on the 31st, please, they should not bring confusion in what we have planned already. I thought we said 30th of May is a day will come for the memorial of all those people that died for our land, and the 31st will go out and do that. Please, I want you to correct that confusion because this is it's not going to do us good, you know, when others are doing something else, others are doing another thing. And another thing I want to say, please, is that guy, the brother that is there, that have been there for 35 years, well, I don't want to blame him because it's been long time he left his fatherland. I just want to tell him that my brother, we are not politicians, we are not political parties. We are freedom fighters. When we get at home, then we can talk about all the because that zoo, when you look at what is happening there, do you know, last 2 years I went to Nigeria, that zoo, and I went to buy some spare parts to repair one of my lorries there, and they brought a new one, and they brought a second hand. And do you know, to my greatest surprise, the price of the new one is 2 times lesser than the price of the second hand. I say, but what is all this? This one is it not new one or this one is new one? This one, he say yes, the new one is lesser, 2 times lesser the price of the old one. Because of what? Because of bad qualities of things that they brought into that country. Somebody will go and do drugs, medicine, fake ones, and they will bring it in. And that country, that shoe, they say they have NAFTA. Somebody will sign it in. Anything that Europeans are using, they have what they call quality control. Who is controlling what you are using there? People are having headache, but when they go to hospital, they will come back with diarrhea, because of bad drugs that they are bringing, fake drugs, and somebody is signing it there and they signing it in and is eating the money. People are dying, and no quality control is being run on anything they are bringing it inside that country. And we are talking about bringing school, infiltrating people. You cannot do this kind of thing in a dirty place. That place is dirty already. You cannot bring in good things and dirty that good thing again. It's better we separate. Then when we go home, we do our country the way we want to do it. So please, if anybody is talking about politics, we have this year and the next year to realize our dreams
All these things are jargons, medicine after death. I ask him, the school he went, he know, the public school he used to know, 35 years ago, let him go back and look for them again. There are no more there. If he goes there, maybe there will be no roof on it again. The public schools, it's not even existing again. And you're talking about schools, education, my foot, because education is not existing there. Well, they would spend all the half of their semester in strike. And when they come out, you come out with your diploma, with your certificate from that shoe to this Western world, they will not recognize you. They don't recognize it because it's a nonsense. It's a dustbin. It's as good as dustbin. And they're talking about infiltrating people there. So please, people should put it in their head that we are not political parties. We are freedom fighters. We are standing up to fight and say enough is enough. We want to take what belongs to us. We don't want to live in that dirty zone called Nigeria. That's true. So please, my director, this is what I want to say. And about the guy from America, please, if you can correct this thing on air, please, so that we don't create more confusion on our 30th and the 31st of May. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. We accept what you have said. You always make a very compelling contribution, which is why even the barrister himself likes to hear you speak. This is Radio Biafra. We're in Verona. Do you want us to close? Are you sure? Then you shouldn't start sneaking out. If you start sneaking out, then we shut down. If you want us to stay, we stay. If you want us to close, we close. Good. Please go ahead.
Biafra, please, I want to say something because I asked about international recognition before. And first of all, I have to thank the organizers. And I have to thank every one of us has made time to be here as a Biafran, because I believe that Biafran is something that is burning on us. And one thing I want to throw, we need to throw more light into ourselves, because somebody made a speech. He said that a Biafra of 18 is something that we need more intellectuals, because whatever we are doing or any fight we are fighting, this is not it's not a family, it's not a village gathering where we can always talk about our village. We are talking about having a nation that will be created. You see, this is something that needs powerful international recognition, because if there is no intellectuals into the system, it can never work. We can only make noise and continue making noise. We can easily talk for 2 years, 200 years without achieving anything. I believe the time has come. If really we want to achieve Biafra, we can achieve it. We can achieve it. Even by tomorrow, we can achieve it. But we need intellectuals. We need intellectuals into the system. We need to consult our brothers, those that we know that they are intellectuals, who can lead the fight. Because now, we are talking about free fighting. Everybody can say, Biafra. Anybody can start shouting about Biafra, even if like from now to 200 years. But we cannot achieve it. There is a procedure. And without that procedure, we can never get it. Like somebody that is saying that maybe this or that. Now, as you are here today now,
what is the procedure? What we want to learn, we want Biafra. By any means, if you can get us Biafra, we'll follow you now, this minute.
Thank
Give
you
us
very
that
much.
Procedure.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. The procedure, this is the step one. This is the step one. The step two, to get a Biafra, there must be an intellectuals. And that intellectuals here in Verona, we can start from here in Verona, because it's not only by talking. I believe that the coordinator that is here today come to enlighten us how so far they have went so far to come to this and to come to that, so that we can know where we can start from.
Okay.
So that we can know where we can start from. Biafra. Biafra.
Biafra.
Biafra. Biafra. We can achieve it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. But so if the intellectuals meet, wouldn't they talk? the intellectuals. Give him the microphone. He will tell us, because he has a very good idea.
Yeah.
And the whole world wants to hear it. This is Radio Biafra. Yeah. Everybody, all the way from Sao Paulo in Brazil to Shanghai in China, people are listening all over the world.
Yeah.
This is the largest indigenous broadcaster coming out of sub-Saharan Africa. Not because we're in a town hall in Verona. You don't know how powerful we are. We are formidable. What we want to know is, you said, and I agree with you, as the barrister said, not just talking all the time. When these intellectuals meet, what, when they talk?
Hello. Biafra, we are the Biafrans, and we are the intellectuals. But one thing is this, give honor to those that honor is due. You see, in a country like Ukraine, which we have seen on the screen, maybe two weeks ago, we see what is going on. Definitely, here in Verona, I saw what is written there. That is why I stand to talk.
Thank you very much.
We are moving in the right direction, but it's something that we need to put on the right direction to get what we want. Biafra.
Yes.
We are there.
Thank you, we are. And there was something you said which is important. I don't know what has been happening before. I grew up in the village, you must forgive me. When I speak sometimes, I put in our adage. That was how I was brought up. I did not grow up in the township. I grew up not where there is gas or stove. I grew up where you wake up and you go to the bush and you get firewood and you come back home. And there will be no kerosene. I don't know if most of you understand how to prepare fire in the afternoon when you come back from school. Some of you don't know. Do you know how to do it? You know that. You know what it is? You go and bring it, you look for a piece of metal, you go and bring it, you come back and start nursing it until it becomes huge. Today, if you ask a child to even go and turn on the gas, they will be frowning their face. I tell my son, at your age, I will go into the bush and I will recognize Okazi and I will bring it home. Most of you may not be able to do it. It is important we understand that this is Biafra. We are here to get Biafra in truth and honesty. There are some people who may not understand what we are doing. There are those who may sneer at what we are doing. There are those who may think we are not very serious, but we ask you to watch this very space. Anything we say we are going to do, we do it. We are the only people that they are afraid of in the zoo. No other group. Because they know we will divide the zoo anyway. Nigeria must break. If they like it or not, if you like it or not, Nigeria will break. The worst thing you can do is to go and join the enemy. You join Rochas Okorocha, you join those of them going to the confab, you join them wanting to extend the stay of the Zoological Republic. If you join them, then you will not live to see it. We are not going to have the olden days where you run to Abuja and they give you 5 mobile policemen, you come back to the village, you sell our interest. No, you come back and we'll kill you there. In Wazuika, the Biafra land we are building is not for saboteurs. It's for those that believe in Biafra and truth and honesty. Please go ahead. Who wants to speak, please? Go ahead. And our sister there needs to speak as well. And our brother too. They have not spoken. Go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans. Good evening, Biafra all over the world. My name is Ndubisi again from Imo State, Biafra, Idato local government in Omobom. I'm so glad again to be here. I'm so glad again to see the director live again. Father, I don't know how to express the feelings. You know, I'm somebody that read the news almost every day. I read news every day. You know, when I was a little child, my mother's senior brother is among the Biafran soldiers. You know, he told me some stories. And when I'm growing up and I started to realize all those things, I said, oh, this is what happened to my people. Biafra is a great people and so courage people. You know, when I started reading, hearing our director, you know, I was thinking before, oh, this director, is it a giant or is, you know, but when I see him yesterday, I was short of words. I said, this is a gentleman with courage. You know, I so lovely. What I'm trying to tell my people from Umuobom, where I come from, because a lot of people died during the Biafran War. I could remember the mother then from Umuobom in Ekpabara village. That's a school there. I was then maybe primary three or primary four. The woman, when she saw somebody coming, she would start crying, calling the son Oliver. Because Oliver went to the war and he never come back. And the mother is crying every day. He crying every blessed day. So all those things, I was looking at it as, okay, this woman is crying. Is it, you know, because I don't acknowledge it, because I don't know about it. Till today, I can understand the suffering of my people. Biafra will come alive.
You say.
I tell you, with the motive I have, facts. I don't know how to say it again, but when the time comes, I encourage everybody, let's go in mass and get what is our right and what we're supposed to have. Because you can see every Biafrans in Nigeria. I grew up in Lagos. You cannot, I tell you that before I come out here, I see so many things. There's a time Yoruba people and Hausa people have a problem. My closer friend in Yoruba told me, hey, if you start, I'll take over your shop.
Oh my goodness.
If you start, you take over my shop. Because they have a problem in Agege, if you know Agege Penstrema.
Yes.
Agege Penstrema. They have a problem between Yoruba and Hausa. And they fought. And my closer friend that I helped, he told me openly, say, Manu, if you help, I take over your shop. You know, we are laughing, but it's truth. You know, so I try to tell my people. In fact, I'm even the first time in my history to speak all over the world. People are hearing me. I'm so glad, you know. I'm so glad. My people in Umuobom, I tell you people, should keep courage. You people should stand your flag in your house to know that this Biafra is real and we are getting to achieve it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Who else needs to speak that hasn't spoken? We need those that have not spoken. That brother there, has he spoken? Has he said anything? Does he want to say something or not? Is he observing? And how about the sister with blue jacket? Has she said anything? Yes, give her the microphone. We need to know who she is. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Good evening. Good morning, fellow Biafrans. My name is Amaka Ekwefi. I'm from Enugu State, married to Anambra.
Where is he? Where is the man you're married to?
That's my husband over there.
He's going to speak after you.
Okay.
Yes, because you come from where he comes from. You're not from Enugu. You're from his village now.
Biafran.
Yes, very important. Go ahead.
Well, I've been hearing your voice, if I will say. And that's the radio Biafra, I'll be hearing your voice. So today I was curious to come and see the particular person that has been talking. So seeing you, you know, it's like you're a man of passion. You have that heart. And you know, when somebody wants something and is going for that thing, definitely, even if nobody supports you, but God will definitely support you. Like what you said yesterday, I listened to your voice yesterday, you said that in your village,
that women, your mother told you that women, there is something the bad ones they were doing.
Of course, yes.
And the women, they march around naked.
Yes.
I believe in that word because at Ada, in any village, when you swear to anybody in your compound, it follows that person. So, and I believe in that word. We women will march with you anywhere you go.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I want the husband that is, well, I need him to speak, please. Is he going to speak to us later, he said? Later on, okay. He will speak to us later. Yes. Has he spoken? No, give him the microphone, you will speak. You are with us. You are part of the furniture now. You are with us. Go ahead. No, it's off. Turn it on. It's on. It's off. It's off. The microphone is off, please. Can somebody switch it on? Yeah, that's it. Now go ahead.
Biafra Queen. Biafra Queen. Biafra Queen Zone. My name is Azubike Dike. I'm from Momola, Amibo, in Wangale local government, Imo State. I'm very, very happy to receive Biafra Radio, Biafra in Verona. You know? My question is this. You know, every good thing attracts enemy. And as we are planning to take our transmitter home, so I want to ask, have we gotten maximum security to guide this? Because, you know, we have our enemies there, and they will be ready to attack us, and we are ready to fight them. You know? So yes. I want to ask, have we gotten our security? And, Director, will you be there to broadcast when the transmitter got home? This is my question. Thank you.
Thank you very much. But I told you I'll be there already. I will be there on the 30th of May. I will broadcast live for 24 hours from Enugu. I have been there before to broadcast. I have been to Port Harcourt to broadcast, to Owerri, to Newi, to Onitsha to broadcast. I have broadcasted from Aba with the late Longinus Ojiako, of blessed memory, may his soul rest in peace. I have also broadcasted from the heart of darkness itself, called Lagos, on two occasions, and one of them on FM 88.2. You see, we are without fear before our enemies. Anytime you are afraid and you are pursuing Biafra, you will not get it. Because Nigeria is illegal, not Biafra. This is one thing we don't know. Let me give you a secret. Britain committed a crime against humanity by colonizing the zoo. In other words, by changing your way of life. Crime against humanity. That's what they committed. Therefore, Nigeria is illegal and Biafra is legal. That is why I remain without fear before my enemies. I will go there to broadcast, and God knows I shall do so. I am a Biafran. Uche Mefo, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
This is Radio Biafra. You are another Biafran, and our people are here. So is our audience around the world, and you will address them. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Once more, I want to use this opportunity to thank all Biafrans, all friends of Biafra, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world. And more importantly, the people of Biafra in Verona, Italy, for the enthusiasm, for the steadfastness, for the gathering, for the welcoming spirit they have with respect to the broadcast of today, and in fact, for the past few days, welcoming Radio Biafra, and of course, you, the director, in their midst. This is a testimony of the fact that Biafra is a spirit, and whoever the spirit of Biafra comes in contact with the person will, of course, answer to the Biafran courts. And we never remain the same again. It is in the same vein that I want to put perspective on the issue of the reason why we must continue to fight for Biafra and why Biafra is still up and remaining. I have listened to one of our brothers, somebody who said that well, we need to penetrate, we need to education system and things like that. And some other person called from United States of America. I'm talking about honoring, I think the honor that was given to Late Ikemba Odunewu, Ikemba of Biafra, the late head of Biafra. All these things are important, but the most important thing at the moment is what we are doing. Because if you look around, there is no middle ground at the moment. We have no choice other than to pursue Biafra restoration. Biafra is restored. What is happening to Nigeria today is nemesis. I repeat, it is nemesis. Nigeria has that state. The blood of St. Francis, the spirits of men, women, and children, God's efforts. May.
Uche, you are losing me, or I'm losing you. The line is unstable. The line is unstable. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, it's better now. Please continue.
Yes, and I'm saying that what is happening to Nigeria today is nemesis. That the blood of innocent Biafrans, the spirit of innocent Biafrans, killed in Nigeria, just to make Nigeria one, is haunting Nigeria and Nigerians indeed. And there will be no peace. Nigeria will continue. Nigerians will continue to go from one calamity to the other until Nigeria crumbles and dismembers and out of it Biafra emerges. Whether we like it or not, there is nothing more important other than Biafra, because what is happening to us today is also being masterminded by the spirit of our dead growth and heroines that will never allow us to rest until we tell the truth, until we seek that truth that is freedom and defend it. And without missing what is we are doing, it's what we are doing. This is what it's up for Biafra over the world.
No, Uche, we can't continue. The line is unstable. You will have to come back to us, please. Who is yet to speak? Who is yet to speak? We can be here. You will all speak, please. Go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. Once more, my name is Ugonwu Abeze. Yes, I want to correct one impression that our brother gave us here right now. I mean, the third speaker, who said that in Ukraine, he talked about learned people leading the restoration of Biafra. He made mention of Ukraine. So I want to let him know that the current leader of Ukraine opposition is a boxer. And right now, EU and America, they are backing him up. So, restoration of Biafra, we don't need any intellectual. What Biafrans need now is people who want to, you know, come out to fight for Biafra.
Who want to fight.
So that is only the impression I want to correct, please. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Once again, my name is Chukwudi Udoye. I'm from Ishida in Anambra State in Biafra land. Our Hebo director, Nnamdi Kanu, thank you once again to be in our means. Nandi, there is some question somebody has been asking. Maybe he's, a lot of them, I know a lot of them have been hiding. They are hiding under their bed. A lot of our leaders, Nzukondibo, all over in Verona, they've been hiding because all of them were being invited, but none of them showed up. Nandi, a lot of people has been debating that there is some country that got their independent on diplomatic way, like Czech Republic and Russia. Nandi, please, can you...
Russia was not made independent by diplomatic way, neither was Czech Republic. There was an amicable dissolution. People decided to return from whence they came. That was what happened. A union of equals, because after communism collapsed, even Russia itself was under threat, because the people of the Caucasus Mountain, the Chechen Ingush people, we are seeking independence. Any day, Chechnya can get independence from Russia through diplomatic means. Then we can compare like with like. What happened was, following the collapse of communism, things started to unravel in Russia, the former Soviet Union, that all the countries had to come together to form the Commonwealth, whatever they called it. It was not independence in our classical sense, where somebody came and colonized you and handed you over to somebody else. Similar analogy can be drawn from the issue of Bosnia Herzegovina and East Timor. You can also put Southern Sudan in that equation. Please go ahead.
Another thing, Nandi, like a lot of them promised that they will be here today. A lot of them said that they met in Nandi when he was in Nigeria. They spoke with him. They were all political science, wherever they are. Most of them are all Igbo leaders here in Verona, but none of them showed up today. But I'm just telling to them, wherever they are today, shame is on them. They might go and hide under their bed, because when people started, you know, if I'm somebody started commenting about somebody else, I cannot withstand to stand on that person's face. A lot of them are hiding today. They pleaded that they wanted to be here to confront me. To confront you.
Where are they?
But where are they today? They're hiding. you know why all these things are coming up. Dr. Charles, wherever you are today, I praise you. You're the greatest hero in this Verona as a whole. Because why I'm saying all these things, I'm fearless before my enemies. With time coming, maybe next week, a lot of people will start seeing me, maybe on telly, media set of thereabout. I'm fearless before my enemy. I don't give a damn to any damn fucking human beings. Dr. Charles, keep it on, wherever you are. A lot of them came yesterday. They ran away. They couldn't even withstand you, Nandi. A lot of them, they promised that they will be here today. Where are they? I told them, in my family, we are 9. All over the world, they are listening. I'm the only one who dropped out of the school. A lot of them who graduated, they were in high schools and high positions in that so-called zoo. But a lot of them are here, you know. Tomorrow, we are still moving ahead in our fabricas of 18. In Italian government, they are still looking for me because I'm a star. Let me bring it out to people to know, because I'm fearless before my enemies. I'm more than Berlusconi. They are listening all over the world. If you stand on my way, I crush you. A lot of them are saying, there is a lot of families. Look at them here. They are having their families here, saying, yes, that today they will be here. I'm telling them, shame is on all of you. Stand on my way.
I'm always
here. They said they will come.
They promised they will be here.
But they can't face
a
the
lot
truth.
Of them say they debated with you.
Let them come.
They can withstand you.
They can withstand me.
Where are they today? They are all deceivers. I can't cut it off, Mayor. Please. I'm telling you.
We leave them. We leave them.
They said that they will withstand. This is where I stand. Consistency is very, very important. I'm telling all our people, consistency, consistency, stand on your word. Good morning. Let your good morning be good morning. Your good afternoon be good afternoon. If anybody listen to the whole world thinking that me, Chukwu Odudoye from Ishida in Anambra State will stop, I will not. Stand on my way. I crush you. If you're a teacher that teaches nonsense, you don't deserve to be my teacher. Nande, wherever you are, I stand on your word. I know a lot of people all over the world are listening. All people all over the world are still listening. My people, come out. If you want to come out, come out. I'm not begging any of you. If you want to come out, come out. But if you don't want to come out, tomorrow might be too late for you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Please, I want to correct issues. I'm the same Dr. Charles Sani. Please, we have to understand we don't have to make here a place of war against ourselves. It is very, very important to understand we are all walking towards the same goal. It is not important that if people are not here, there are few people, it makes no difference. All of us cannot come out at the same time. We are not in a cooperative basis. The fingers are not the same. There are people in slow motion. There are people who have forceful energy. It's just like the car, the motor car, the engines, the tire, the all that. Some people, the people who put wage and all that, the engine moves the car. It cannot compare with the tires. So please, we shouldn't make it a place, it becomes a playground to attack ourselves. This is not what we want. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And our dear lady, please, yes.
Yeah. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Yesterday, there's something very important I made mention of. And today, I want to repeat it. But before I will say anything, I'm going to say thank you. Director.
Thank you.
Please, I'm hot just 5 minutes ago. Because what I want to say, Dr. Charles have already said it. Here is not a place of attack. Every woman being have his own reasons and every woman being have his own way of thinking. The way you think is not the way I think. If we start with our local politics, that our local politics will never lead us anywhere, then it will destroy us. We are fighting for Biafra to get it. As a mother, I'm pleading, let us have that unity, love and peace to fight together. place. And I'm calling all the women in Verona here, all the women all parts of Italy, to stand, to come out and speak. We are not afraid. If you are afraid, I, Mrs. Lawrence Nana, is not afraid. I have my rights and I have my freedom to talk, my liberty to say whatever I want to say, and whatever that I'm going to say is what will help Biafra to exist. My special thanks go to Barrister, my big brother down in London. And because our own spirit is the spirit that is going to obtain the coordinator, the director, and other coordinators all over the world. Because if we are not in good spirit, how can they move ahead? Please, they need our cooperation. They need our love. Thank everyone.
Thank you very much, my dear lady. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Yes. Who wants to say something else?
Okay.
Has he spoken today? Come, please. Come forward.
Okay.
Please, give him. To those who hasn't spoken yet, please go ahead. Go ahead. When you finish, you will speak. Yeah.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
I am Brother John Paul Izuchukwu Nwagweze, and I came from Anambra State and Anaucha local government in Biafra land. Honestly, my director, I must thank you for the job well done. I've been listening to your conversation and your gospel, your good news that you're preaching to every Biafran all over the world. I must say that, in fact, God is already at work. And I want to encourage everybody. I believe everybody, everyone is hearing my voice all over the world. I want to call on all the good indigenous Biafra, wherever you are, to stand on your feet. It is time for us to claim what belongs to us. We don't need to even fight. We don't need even to talk much. But just for us to stand on our feet, and God, Chukwu Abiyama, will perfect it for us. So I want to thank everybody, and I must tell you that we, the youth in this Verona, we are really, really, really ready for anything that will come out anytime, any moment. In any way that you people need our support, we are really, really ready for that. Thank you so much, and you're highly welcome, Director.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. Please, thank you. Please give to our dear lady. Go ahead.
My people of Biafra, you know, I am from Obolo. You know, if anybody knows Olu, I am from Obolo Jofo. Now, within Dorondoro Ochichi, you know, they have started this dividing. They say, I own the town and you own the town. So we are the owners of the town and this and that. Okay. That is one thing I want to say now. Like that lady was saying, that we have to cooperate. Like the women should come together and cooperate so that we can make Biafra one. I really love that. And I really fought for that. For years, I prayed. I said, how is it possible that I will go back to my country without having armed robbers on the road fighting me? I lost my car one time at going to the last part to get to Onitsha. They seized my car. You know, they took it. I left it there for them. Nobody said anything about it, and nobody from Nigeria that ever interfered to say, let me see what is there and that. That went on like that.
Okay, that's one thing I want to complain to director. As far as director is here now, and I'm speaking this thing in the whole, that is the whole world, even if they pretend they should open their ear anywhere you are and listen to me. We have one obstacle there. I am on YouTube 24 hours, like other witches and wizards that are there too. Okay. Now, when women, we had that lady they call Mado. Mado, is it? Whenever I send a message to that lady,
yes,
the witch or the wizard will divert that thing to another person.
Yeah.
And that thing will never ever reach to the person I want. Then they will take, first of all, they announced on the radio, they said, anybody that wants to enter into YouTube, into Facebook, must use his original name. I am MBA. I never stolen any name from anybody. Everybody knows very well that from Olu, we have Umba. If you don't have Uwe Rumba, you have Mbadiwe. You have, you know, other kind of thing of Umba. And I have seen one, I don't know how to qualify that person, that told me that that is a pussycat, that they used to call it Mwamba. You know, our Igbo people should be very careful, especially with myself standing here.
Yes.
Because since Mba came out online, everybody started to use that name. There's one man that says his name is Mbajito. I don't know who that man is. He's working with, he said he has a company. I have seen how good we are having a company here in Europe.
Do you know if you're related to him? Are you related to him? Is he your relative?
No.
It could be your relative. You don't know.
No, it is not. Never. Okay, this, he said in Bajito. Okay, you know, when I went to check who that person that person is, he just put on a what they call it, virus in my computer.
He did.
You know, that very Mbajito, the world is hearing it now. It's not a joke.
Yes.
Because as we are here now, all of us are claiming to be brothers and sisters. But as soon as we get into YouTube, they start playing with people's name. They will use your name to go and post a message to another person's name. When in my own time, they will say, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that.
Yes.
Because of that, I went away from YouTube.
Yes.
And I went away from Facebook.
Yeah.
And when I was going out, they posted my great brother's photograph. Because they wanted to get my photograph. And not getting my photograph is not a problem, because I am a person. But what do they do with this photograph, if anybody doesn't know? They will take the photograph and write all sorts of things. If you don't take time, somebody could come and arrest you for not doing anything. So people should be very careful about that photograph. I want to leak it now for you. Okay, friend. And he mani he patrano agmi kunken kunken ibo. He mani ha ha jachugare mbona amami he ha bo. Okay, ma.
Yes, I know.
Amami he ha bo.
Yes.
And he ha ha bo kwanu bunyembo. So I he ha jachugare. You know that the lady that is working with you told me she will kill me. I told my husband. That's my husband there. He's a good brother, eh? That person there is my life today.
That's very good.
After Italian people poisoned me and did everything, this man saved my life. Okay, in Afia.
Yes.
It's my husband, that is why it's my son.
That's very good.
Kifria.
That's very good. That's very good.
So I am begging them to leave me alone. When they see who they call Juliet Mba, they should leave me alone. Because I have not started my prayer now.
And they are like this. Talk to us of when you start.
You see, I have not started my prayer now, and it is like this.
Yes.
When it happens now, because all this thing that is coming up now, I said it many years ago. So, onyobuna jide, onyobuna pachara kwa nyao, ama yoko onyobuna ngayo, unkai wura nuwayo, we meni hee basara Biafra. Maka kachineke na nyera anyaka, kai we puta nudo, jaka neku.
Yes, sir.
You are
part of us.
I'm very, very sorry for that person.
Thank you very much.
Nandi, they really, if I tell you what they say about you, you know, because I fear no evil.
I fear no evil.
I'm happy. I'm happy I've seen you. Very happy.
Yes, what they said about you, there is no good name. They have evil, everything about you, they have said it. You know, because I don't want to hide something. That is why they hate me. And I don't care.
No,
because if I die, other person will die.
Nothing is going to happen. Thank you very much. So, thank you very, very much.
That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. We welcome that. We are bringing this program to a close. We want to thank everybody that came. Please come close, come close. Dear sister, Agunwan, she's here. She has to speak.
Good evening, Radio Auditorious Board of Biafra, once again. My name is Florence Ngozieni. I want to use this opportunity to announce all the women in Italy that we are having meeting on Monday, because all the women in the whole world, they have meeting last week. So the Norma, the coordinator in Padova, she called me and tell me that all the women in Italy, we are now going to have their own meeting on Monday. So I want to plead to all the women in Verona, anybody, any place you are now listening to me, I want to call this number on air. The number is a normal number, or you call my number so that we can direct you.
Can you move the microphone closer to your mouth? Yeah, better.
The normal number is 349-85-64-971. I repeat again, 349-85-64-971. My own number is 329-00-51-489. I repeat again, 329-00-51-489. Please, my brothers, my sisters in Verona, please, you people should call this number so that we can direct you for the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. I will bring this program to an end, but before I do so, I will go to our brother here to speak, and then I shall proceed to wrap up our visit to Verona. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, fellow Biafrans all over the world. Let me take this opportunity to thank you, our director, Nnamdi Kanu, for your wonderful work. I said it yesterday that God will continue to strengthen you. God will continue to guide you.
Yes, sir.
Because the work you are doing is not an easy work. We know that. There must be obstacles here and there. But they say, one with God will serve. And I use this opportunity to thank all my fellow Biafrans in Italy. What I want to say here is that we are all one. No one is in a session. We are walking towards one direction. I don't want sentiments. Biafra is all for us. We have it in blood, as our brother rightly said. I use this opportunity to thank all our brothers here in Verona for their support, for their mass turn up. It's really worth impressing. And I pray that this spirit will continue to grow in us forever and ever. Thank you and God bless.
Amen and amen and amen. Yes, yes, please. Yes, go ahead, go ahead.
Cha-cha-cha, Biafra Kwenu. Cha-cha-cha, Biafra Kwenu. Biafra Kwezuoni. My name is Hajinu Sudoye. I from Oga, Agwata, land of Biafra. I'm very happy this evening for the gathering of the people of Biafra here in Verona, the great Asian city of Italy. Our director of Biafra Broadcasting, Maze Nnamdi Kanu, ekene dere ge
ndewo
chukwu abia me gba go me
yes sir.
As you have come to Verona, I will now, you will permit me again to speak my mother's tongue.
But very briefly, because we need to close. 2 minutes only.
Okay.
And if you can, because a lot of people are listening.
Okay.
The more Igbo we speak, the more audience we lose.
Okay.
We must make that very clear.
Biko ndi Verona ife nari unu bu biko kunu na ekpere onisi ala ya imagodo ugbu abu na ndi ekpere ka Chineke gba ya ume ka ihe nko wagiri gi mekwe ka odapu na ebe ayi no ka ojide ofu ahu oji and ofu ahu ka o geji na aga si na aha Jesus Christ bu onye nwa anyi
ise. We are about to bring this program to an end because we can continue our discussion after this very program. I understand that there are people here that came to see me, but they have not come in. I have to ask, but where are they? Where are the people? Where are they? They came to see me. That the Igbo people, Igbo leader says, is that correct? The Igbo leaders are here. They are here to see me, and for some reason they are not here. So perhaps we will bring this program to a close, and we must have that conversation today. We will have it. We intend to meet our people. They said they came to see me, so I don't know why they are not in front of me. They should be in front of me, but they're in a separate room. They said they will see me after this broadcast, and we shall oblige them. We want to proceed with one spirit and one mind, please. Our able coordinator here, please. Our coordinator here will bring this program to a close. And after the program, we shall meet them. We shall meet them after the program. Festus Soloka is our coordinator here in Verona. He will use only 2 minutes to bring this program to an end. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Good evening once again, fellow Biafrans. You are hearing the voice of Festus Soloka, the coordinator of Verona. It's my pleasure this evening to bring this program to an end. I thank Chukwu Abiama for enabling this program to be successful like this. My brothers and sisters of Biafra, I thank you all for coming today, for honoring this invitation, for your pleasure, for hearing the Radio Biafra speaking from Verona. It is a big pleasure. For those that say that they are sitting outside, they don't want to come inside, they want to see director separately. Well, you will see director separately. We are not hiding. We are Biafrans. We confront our enemy without fear.
But they are not our enemies.
No, director, I know that they were not our enemies.
They are not.
But I take it as whoever that kick against Biafra is our enemy.
They are not.
Yes. That is what I'm saying. Whoever stands on the way of Biafra is our enemy. That is what I believe.
Yes.
So, director, it's my honor, as you said, I should bring down this program to an end because we have no time again. Please, I'm begging you all, my fellow brothers that are here, it's not only to be here today. Tomorrow I will not see you all when I call a meeting. I would like to see you all when I call a meeting. You all should be there as we are here in mass today, so that we put head together and move our Biafra to the next level. Thank you very much, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. And God bless you too, please. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to you today from the city of Verona. This is the city of love. Is that correct, Romeo and Juliet? We've been there today. We saw people put padlock everywhere. They kept holding the lady. I don't want to say the right side of her whatever was even cracked due to constant holding. Our people are here and we shall see them. We want to thank the people of Verona, all of you that made it in great numbers yesterday and also today.
We announce to the world, should they wish to come here, that indeed there are Biafrans in Verona. We have come to preach this gospel. The same love I found in this city, the same love we have read about from this city, must be exhibited by each and every one of you. We belong to the same family. We come from the same lineage. We have the same blood, the same bone, the same DNA, the same essence, and the same being. Because we are Biafrans, we are the chosen people of God. We are as old as humanity itself, and that is why in everything we do, we must proclaim with every clarity, with every boldness, that indeed Biafra is our religion. And on this radio station, every blessed day is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiam is our God. He is going to bless each and every one of you. He is going to bless our coordinator here in Verona. He will bless everybody that came, every Biafran, everybody who identified him or herself as a Biafran. But above all, this God will bless Biafra. I thank you once again, and let me close by saying good night and thank you.